Hi, this is Nikki from Australia. I love Trey Day and keeping it real sports because Trey, aka T Dizzle, is the man.
Yup, you're out your head. Lame brain. Woo! What boat you ride in on? Right. Right.
From every angle, and by every means, the Earthling is being conditioned. What is he learning? What is his ultimate purpose?
Aloha and welcome to Keeping It Real right here on HerNet Radio, where music and talk, as always, are just one click away. And you are about to enter the zone where breasts are appreciated. That's right. You're about to enter the basement where we have advice for the WNBA. If you want to finally get more recognition than those men ballers, bare your breasts before you dunk. And now, ladies and gentlemen, in the basement with my cohorts, Trey in California and Billy here with me in Hawaii. Aloha and welcome, guys. Are we ready?
We are ready.
Dr. Trey?
P. Dizzle? I can't find my snares.
Your snares? What the hell? Okay.
He wants a drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The man. The myth. The legend.
Hey, you
Trey
know what?
Day.
Trey, did you go to the Super Bowl?
No doubt. I was right here in front of my TV at the Super Bowl, just like 1 million other fools.
What'd they say? 107 million people watched that?
Jeez.
Wow.
That's a lot of eyeballs, man.
So what is the word there, Trey? So, Trey, how are we doing this week? How are we doing, Billy?
You go first, Trey.
Kicking it just like we always do down here in the basement. Carry on a roll, taking you back to the rules of the engagement, the rules of the week. Bob, I know you're an avid voter. You probably voted at least 40 out of the last 48 damn years. But Trey Day has only voted one time. What is up with Kerry taking over Dean? Give me the skinny.
Well, you know what happened there is, and this is something that if you follow politics like I do, this is called the press eating it. Because you see what it is everybody told you that everybody liked Dean. And that's all you heard about because Dean jumped out in front because he raised a lot of money. He had a lot of good press, so everybody was running around buzzing. Oh, Dean is the man. Everybody loves Dean. Dean is the guy. And then people went in the polls and voted. What? Dean is a kook. Are you kidding? You ever listen to what the guy was talking about? So
no doubt.
That's what happened. Just like I told you, just like polling those people in the ghetto and then being surprised. Well, the blacks didn't vote the way the poll. Guys, you're asking the wrong people. You're not asking real. Now, let me ask you this. How many people have ever called you and said, how are you going to vote?
Nobody.
The Diesel has never been polled.
I don't know anybody. I got polled one time. And like you said, I've been voting for damn 400 years. I got called one time and it was a poll about a car. So I have no idea who they're polling, but they're not polling me.
I get the poll, but it's not exactly on this topic.
Oh, no. And who cleans your poll?
My job.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Billy's complaining this week. He's got this, like, hardcore job that they're making him work.
Nah, that's not why.
They're making him work like a damn slave.
American.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, that's it. And now and if you notice, they drop Dean like a hot potato.
Yeah, all of a sudden, huh?
They don't care. When he came out and gave that speech where he started going, at first I thought, wow, this guy's really motivated. He's like a damn Marine drill instructor. and we're going to march in, and we're going to go to Florida, and we're going to go to South Carolina. And I was like, going, yeah, man, you tell him, get the damn Smokey the Bear hat. Then he started going, what? I said, what?
I think he messed up when he said, screw Iowa.
What did he say? What's that? Uh-oh. He's going into James Brown mode, making up words in the middle of his sentence. We go! Yeah!
Don King in it.
The cocaine kicked in.
Damn, something kicked in, but man. And then after that, it was all downhill, man. It was, they just went by, see you later. And then Al.
The chamber pop.
Yeah.
Carry on.
No, I was going to say, and then Al Sharpton comes out. Did you hear Al Sharpton's speech?
Hell no, hit me back.
He said he did good because he got more votes than what's the guy's name? The general. Oh yeah, he said I got more votes than Wesley Clark. I feel good.
That's like being Gary Coleman versus the Terminator.
Exactly. They're like, excuse me, fool.
I don't care.
You can't even afford to pay for them damn $400 hotel rooms you've been staying in. You guys took off one, and then they got this thing going around where the hotels are complaining that Al Sharpton ain't paying his bill. He shows up, and they're staying in the damn $400 a night suite. Then they leave.
Because he's Al Sharpton.
Because he's Al Sharpton. I'm going, damn, had to be a brother, didn't it?
You know how we do.
That's right, man.
I don't care. I'm voting for Bush.
We'd be looking good going in the door, man. My man got his hair looking good. He's sharp dressed. You know he's got some money. And then he skips on the hotel bill.
Cheapy. Sure he's not Jewish?
That's called a Denny special.
There you go.
Yeah, he's in there. Yeah, this is Al. I used to be with, you know, we're going to talk about who Al used to work with later on. I ain't going to let it out right now for those that don't know.
Since you are an avid Bush follower, what's the deal with Bush being in the military? Why are they cracking back on Bush in the military? What's up with that, Billy?
I have no idea. Politically, I'm illiterate. I am illiterate politically.
Okay, well, Billy, just let me fill you in. They are now saying that Bush was AWOL for 1 year for the National Guard.
Who cares? Didn't show up. Bill Clinton smoked a joint, but he said he didn't. Did we care then? No.
No.
Do we and care he dodged now? The draft. Who cares?
Well, just to be on his side, Bush didn't do it. It's a made-up story, another false accusation. These guys be pulling the rabbit out the damn hat. Look, nothing up my sleeve. Presto, Bush was AWOL.
Well, this is about the time where everybody's going to find something wrong with everybody.
Exactly. So. That's why I would...
I mean, if he doesn't take a piss right, everybody's going to know about it.
That's why I will never run for office.
That's why.
I would rather be here. Because, see, when I say stupid stuff
except in Bobtown.
No, but see, I would own Bob. There is no elections in Bobtown. I just run it. But you see here, when I say something stupid, we just laugh. And you guys don't bring it up like 6 months later. Well, remember that comment about the bow ties? And now you want to represent them?
No.
No, we don't have no problem like that.
That's what I can't stand about people when they're like in politics when they run against each other. You say something, you're all good friends until it comes time to election, and then all of a sudden you pop up all this stuff that, oh, well, when I was hanging out with George back in the day, he was groping 10,000 women.
Exactly.
And everybody's like,
when you was there, yeah.
Oh, he cheated on his wife all the time.
Oh, yeah, but when you was there partying with him.
That's just an example. I'm sure the man's been faithful.
No, I know exactly.
Like
hey,
everybody
stop
else.
Pounding the table over there.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, man.
Damn. Trey,
Billy,
do the same
groping
thing.
Titties is not a crime.
Yeah, I know, but according to the public, I guess it is.
It is when you're running for president.
That's right, and governor of California.
You could grow up
I'm
all
so
the titties
sorry.
You want when you're at Bob's Bar, but don't be running for office.
What I did 20 years ago, I don't know. But
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Arnold, man. Arnold was out there with the nude photos and everything.
I'm still your governor of California.
The governor terminator.
The governor.
Moving on up. Moving on. I know you saw the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of those Super Bowl commercials? What's the deal with the commercials?
They were funny as hell, man. There's a few that were lame, but for the majority of them, had me rolling.
You didn't find that humor to be a bit Comedy Central-ish.
Yeah, some of it.
Yeah,
some of it. You know, we were, Billy and I were sitting here talking about it pre-show. You know, what was your, so Trey, what was your favorite?
What, are you puking over there or what?
Favorite commercial?
Yeah, your favorite Super Bowl commercial.
Man, I'm getting my drink on, fool. Favorite commercial, let me see. Well, I laughed when the old guy tripped his wife to get to the, I think it was some cigarettes.
Yeah, no.
I laughed when the...
potato chips. And mm-hmm. then she had his teeth.
The chips.
Yeah.
That was funny. I laughed when the horse farted on the chick. That was funny.
Okay.
And, those are about the only two that I really remember. Hit me back.
I like that one that me and Bob and I were talking about, where the two couple are sitting in the hot the tub overlooking a mountain. I don't know exactly what product that was. It was like that Viagra thing, and then they were going through the whole thing, then they're like may last up to 4 hours, and we're like, what if you're done in like 10 minutes? You're gonna be walking around with a hard on for like 3 hours and 50 minutes.
Call the paramedics. What's
banging
the
walls and stuff on your way.
It won't go down. It won't go down. Doctor, get him out of there. He's a monster.
It was fine until they said that. Man, I was on the floor after they said that. It may last up to 4 hours. What the hell do you do with a hard on for that long?
Call the doctor if you still have a hard on after 48 hours.
Wait a minute.
No, I don't think so.
No. Trey. Now, like, let's be candid here, guys. If I'm done having sex and I wake up in 4 or 5 hours and I still got a hard on, I'm going again.
There you go.
But I would get suspicious after 40 hours. I'd be like, wait a minute, there's something wrong here.
Can't go to work. It's sort of like the teacher calling you up to do the problem on the board. Cannot.
But you see, that's what those like early commercials where they show the guy coming back from the seeing the doctor, and he's all smiling. I just realized now they never showed him from the waist down. Everybody's smiling at him because he's walking around with a giant boulder. They're like, damn, Bob, you the man. But then they got to be polite. Did you get your hair cut? No.
Well,
there's
different.
Something different. Is it that 10 inches sticking out your pants?
It's my cock.
Really?
He said cock.
Hello. Can I just borrow that? Can I just borrow that for 15 minutes? I hear it's good for 48 hours.
Oh, boy.
Come one, come all.
Yeah, exactly, man. Yeah, but then the other part that they need to answer is, do you orgasm continuously for 48 hours, or are you just erect?
Man, I think you'd shrivel like a prune if you did that.
No, you just walk around with a freaking baseball bat for 48 hours.
Bumping into stuff.
Now, you see, me personally, I would just rather go to the adult store and get the other woman her own personal continually hard implement of pleasure.
There you go.
Just say, work it, baby. I'm going to watch football. Call me when you're done. I'm not staying hard for 48 hours for nobody.
Oh, my goodness. Move it on up. Bob, here we go. I'm hit you up with the Keeping It Real Intelligence Agency, because only me, you, and Billy can figure out how to solve the world's major espionage type problems. Like, Bob, where are these damn weapons of mass destruction? Give them the basement view.
Okay, Bob's view of the basement, they're in a petri dish.
There you go.
And office. Second drawer down. It's a lock, but you could pick it because it's one of those Arab locks that has been sandblasted for 40 years, so it doesn't really work.
Yep, Petri, I think you're right.
Yeah, you know, the ones that they just throw up. So some guy's going to walk through New York and just open this little dish, you know, like they show in all those movies and the monkeys start dying there or something.
They're there somewhere, man. They got to be way deep underground
somewhere. No, but no, seriously, though, I've been reading up on it, and I don't know where they are. They had him. He had him. Everybody knew he had him. But what he did with him, that's really what the big question is about.
I think he moved him to Syria. Said, hey, hold my stuff for me.
He moved him to Syria. He sold him back to France. Who knows what he did? The only person that knows ain't telling.
Hey, hold my stuff for me, will
you? Because you know why?
I'll be back.
Because Saddam's about to break with his new rap song and his music video from prison.
What's it called, Bob?
Because I can see it now. Saddam is going to get put in prison, right? And he's going to get, a cellmate is going to be Ray Ray. And Ray Ray's going to go, dude, let me show you how to lay it down, man. You had it all, but you just misdirected. Those palace things, that's weak, man. You ain't even got a decent damn gold chain. Now let me hook you up, Saddam.
You want to get on MTV Cribs, man?
That's
this
right,
guy,
man.
You got to do it.
Now look, this is what you got to do. First thing you got to do, we got to pierce something on you, man. So we got to get you some earrings, get rid of that funky mustache.
Got to get rid of them wrinkles.
Yeah, get your hair facelift. Done, get some like Botox injections, there get a go. Damn 500-pound Jesus cross, and drive a damn Escalade, man. And they would have never messed with you. But
it's
no,
got some sounds in it.
You had to run around in that funky 1945 hat shooting at some old funky rifle, man. Let me get you a damn 9mm. And then you come hang out with the hood, man, and I will show you how to hang. And then you would still be running your country. Like I would be running my neighborhood, except that my baby's mama got mad and turned me in, but it's all good, and I'm going to be out of here in like 6 months, so that's all good.
I'm going to go back and rule that place again.
Yeah, I'm going to go back
and
rule.
The new lingo, be like, yo, G, I heard you were dissing my people. I might have to bust a cap in your ass.
Off this Shazam. But tell me this, flight 223 from Britain, what's up with that, Bob? Is there only one plane the terrorists can damn get on?
Yeah, we talked about this before. I told you them damn terrorists are hint world. Sneaky. The terrorists are going to Spain now. Leave France alone, they got the message. Yeah, I don't know, or else you just got stupid terrorists. They're like, no, my instructions are I must get on flight number 223. Oh, but it is canceled today. I will come back tomorrow. The bombs were still fresh. I will blow them up tomorrow. All is great. All is good. Oh, in the meantime, let me go to some strip clubs so I can remind myself of the evil Americans that I must kill because they look at nude women. Evil, evil people.
As I throw my money into their garden.
Yeah, right. As I throw my money
in their fat ass
and have sex with them. Tomorrow I will blow myself up and I will be with 73 virgins. Billy, what is with the pop here?
I like it, spinning. But
okay. Okay. Yeah, really. I know. So I don't know what's up, but that, yeah, isn't that nuts? There's like only two flights that they ever cancel. Britain and France. So somebody has got to be going, hey, call Ahmad and tell him, take the shuttle down to Portugal and get on a plane, man. We've been waiting 6 months already. He's still walking around the airport. I got to get on the plane, but if he prints on the plane, what do I do?
Hasn't shaved in about 3 weeks.
What flight can I take then?
Oh my goodness, move it on. You cats are killing me.
We
it's our job,
do.
Man.
Someone's got to tell Bob or Billy, where the hell is Osama hiding at now? We found freaking Saddam. Where the hell is Osama?
He's in a cave somewhere.
We know exactly where he's hiding.
Is he in D.C.?
No.
Yeah, right.
No, he's in Afghanistan, but we know exactly where he's hiding. But you know what we're doing?
He's in the mountains somewhere.
You know why we know that the guy's trying to get on that France flight? Because we've been watching him. And we watch who comes in there and gets their instructions. And when they leave, we just follow him. And they ain't figured it out yet. That's why the guy, he's going to the flight. They come back, couldn't they get on the plane because they canceled the flight? Boom! You're dead. Next. Oh, Osama, my great leader. All is powerful. Allah is great. What flight should I get on? Get on flight 223. Fly yourself into the White House in America. 22,000 virgins await you. Go forth, my son. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the honor. Come back. Oh, they canceled the flight. I'm getting tired of this excuse. They could not cancel the flight that much. You people are idiots. Can I not get somebody to just get on the damn flight? But no, they keep canceling the flight. You are lying to me. Damn. Pretty soon, the like terrorists are like, I don't know what they're doing. I ain't going in there. Bob, you have a meeting with Osama. No. Do not send me into Osama. No. So you see, they know where he is, so they don't even have to worry about it. Because you know why? Eventually,
someone's like,
"Yeah, they're not going to worry about it."
What the hell do you mean?
Because no matter what he does, it doesn't work. He's like, "I don't get it. I got these great plans, but it's not working."
Damn! I shouldn't have blew up the trade centers, man. Now I can't do shit.
Dude, we are on you, but we are smarter than you because you are dumb. You're dumber than dirt. Oh, you are in dirt, but you are dumb. Because you know why? Because it's damn wimpy leaders. Where is the damn Scarface? You know
move
what?
It on up.
Send him some coke.
He's cutting you off.
Send him some coke so he can act like Scarface so he'll run out with the damn two Uzis.
Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah, say hello. So come on in here, you're stinking about. Okay, we got him. Next. Anybody else want to be leader? No.
Go ahead, say it. Moving on.
Roll on.
Okay.
Roll on. Let me get a jazzy up in the space with Bob running long in the throat.
Okay,
kicking I'm sorry. It. Let me hit you back, Bob. I know you went through 50 years of Black History Month, but what the hell did you learn from your 50 years of exposure to American Black History Month? Hit me back.
McDonald's gives out extra large French fries.
You know what I learned? It's the shortest damn month. What's up with that?
Oh, God. No, you know what? No, do you know the reason that I say that? Because in Hawaii, the only place that I see even mention Black History Month is in McDonald's. Yep. And you go in and they have a poster on the wall that says celebrating Black History Month. You glance at it, you order your fries, you leave.
Was like Martin Luther King's head and shit.
Yeah, no, they got some people. I don't know who they are, but they got some people. I think they got this radio DJ from Chicago or something. Some guy up there, famous DJ, and like Joner, what's her name?
No, I don't know.
Joner, the
is
like
Joner Truth.
No, the track girl. What's her name?
Oh, Kersey.
Kersey Joyner.
Jackie Joyner Kersey.
Yeah, she was on there. You know, just a couple of people. They always got to have, like, but Loretta Scott King's picture on there, and, you know, because...
Well, all I know is, out of all the damn months we have, they give the Black History Month the shortest month in February.
Billy, let me check this out. You are I'm going to say you are not African-American.
I am not.
Let me look
Black
closely.
History Month.
Okay.
Billy, what do you feel about Black History Month? I mean, you're not African-American. What happens for you on Black History Month?
I celebrate it just like everybody else, man, you know?
Celebrate what?
How do you celebrate?
How do I celebrate? I don't know. By,
No doubt.
By recognizing all the troubles the African-American people have gone through over the centuries.
He's squirming.
I'm not squirming. No, man.
He's in it.
I'm all for equality, man. Equality.
And I'm going to call you on it, looking you in the eye. What the hell are you talking about?
I have no idea.
Exactly. That's what I mean. What do you mean you're over there? I'm celebrating the way for equality. What
how
are you
about
talking
I recognize?
About?
How about
what are
I
you
recognize?
Talking about? There ain't nothing to recognize.
There is.
What?
Plenty of stuff, man.
Like what? Just name something
like
you recognize.
Malcolm X and...
Malcolm X died 40 years ago.
That's
the blacks
right.
shot him. So what? What do you recognize?
Martin Luther King.
He died a long time
that's
ago,
right.
too. What do you recognize?
But what did he do?
Hey, wait a minute.
He
you
tried
got Martin
his damn
Luther
hardest
King
to get everybody
you
together
got,
as one.
Okay. Now look.
And some dumbass shot him.
Before somebody misunderstands my point here, I'm just saying that Martin Luther King has Martin Luther King Day. Granted.
Right.
But I'm telling you that Black History Month is a feel-good, put it on the calendar, to get you fools out of my office so I can get back to work month. And that's what it was. And I hate to be the one to break it to everybody because you all want to feel good, but ain't nothing going on. Now, maybe in some all-black schools, they might be recognizing or doing something. But for the average person, they tell you it's Black History Month. Thank you.
And again, it's the shortest month of the year.
Yeah, well, okay.
That's all I got to say. No respect.
I'm going to hit you back because T to the dizzle, I haven't learned shit during Black History Month. I call it a month of freaking nothing.
Exactly. That's my point. They just named it Black History Month to just get people out of their office when they come to the damn governors and congressmen and stuff. They said, are you people here again? What? What do you want now? Damn, we got you to use the same water fountains. We got you off the back of the bus. You got equal rights. You got the same jobs. We even got programs to get you better jobs. Now what the hell do you want? Well, we will need a Black History Month.
You know,
okay.
I want a Puerto Rican month.
Yeah, see, why not? That's what I mean. So then what do you get? Black History Month. What does it mean to everybody? Nothing. They ain't teaching nothing.
And I want 31 days of it.
So you know what? If you really want to make it, I think that for Black History Month, they should close all liquor stores in the ghetto.
Why? Why?
Why not? Because we want to uplift the black man.
Boy.
Uplift the black woman. So I'm proposing this. Crack dealers, do not sell crack during Black History Month. Just shut everything down for 1 month.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll get right on that bomb.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. And then, like, they'll be like, we don't want no damn Black History. What you talking about, Black History?
Shit.
They're coming out with damn barbershop.
I'm selling this crack to my people.
That's right.
There you go.
And then they're
going
to come out with damn barbershop, too. I'm waiting for that.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know they're going to be getting on Queen Latifah again. How dare you say that?
We shall overcome.
Hey, you know what? That's right. But that just reminds me. What was that commercial with, like, Cedric, the comedian?
Bud Light.
Bud Light? What was that? That was like a waste of 30 seconds.
He does all the Bud Light commercials. Not all of them.
Was
it
the one
where
he sat on the Empire?
No, he goes in. He's supposed to get this, like, massage. And then he's walking down the hall and he sees some Bud Light. And he goes in the room. And then he gets a bikini wax. The, like, short of the 30-second commercial.
The whole point was to go get a massage.
Right. But he saw Bud Light, so he went into the room.
And he thought that was more important to drink the Bud Light because he's the Bud Light sponsor.
Right. So he went into the room with Bud Light, and then the girl comes in and goes, are you here for this treatment? And he goes, oh, yeah. And she goes, okay, your bikini wax.
That's the whole pun about it. Yeah. He went in the wrong room.
Okay.
You don't understand, Trey.
Leading into Black History Month.
The Chazane, Bob, what we're going to do is Trey to the Dizzle is going to fill this glass right back up with some MGD. That's right, I'm on some
MGD
genuine draft
tonight.
And we're going to come back.
MGD's a shit.
Coming back, Bob, with Ask Bob, Ask Billy, and Ask Trey right after this first drinky drink break tonight in the studio, Bob. Billy the Throat and T to the Dizzle. Kick it.
Woo!
cigarettes. The cry of broken strangers, the attitude dead pills. Oh, that friendship, I'll just destroy. The thrill of Venus, crushing the traffic noise. But in the darkest hour, beneath the heaviest grace, till my food just dreaming, where is it all to me?
That's right, we won't be. I won't be going south for a while. This is Bob here, HernNet Radio, with music and talk, as always, just one click away. Enjoying some good old boy going south music here. How's everybody doing? We ready? Everybody's re-warmed up, recapitulated.
I got my Heineken.
Uh-oh, Billy's drinking. Look out, Trey. It's going to be dangerous now. Yeah, Billy's drinking. You know why? Oh, he took some. Look. Now, folks, let me give you a little health warning. You're not supposed to drink alcohol and take Tylenol.
Codeine, anyway.
And Tylenol with codeine. Wait, give me some of that.
I hurt my back yesterday, man, so I'm kind of in a little bit of pain.
Oh, no.
But that's another
story. The back pain is the worst pain.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, by the way, T-Dizzle, guess who's in California?
Who's that? Kick It?
Heard.
No, off the chain for real?
Yeah, he's down there at Camp Penn.
Fool, you better tell him to come see the music, the man, me.
I will. I talked to him. I told him something, but I don't know. He said, no, I might have it wrong. He might be at Miramar or something.
Oh, that's about 30 miles away, Bobby.
Well, that ain't that far.
Well, if you're from Hawaii, Bob, that's like another state away.
Oh, actually, that's true, but you got to get what do you call it? Transportaminated or something?
You gotta get assimilated, fool.
Yeah, assimilated, because I know what you're talking about. People be like, I ain't driving that far. What you talking about? I ain't driving 10 minutes. That's too far.
That's like another state in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Hawaii, but man, you're on the mainland. You don't think nothing about it. You'd be like, right, man, let's go to Vegas. 4-hour drive, man. Let's go.
Okay. You're like, let's go into Honolulu, man. Everybody's like, hell no. I don't want to drive all that way. It's like 10 minutes away.
I know that, but I bet you, Trey, have you started missing us here? Have you started missing Hawaii and the beautiful weather and the beautiful women? And
Bob, you already know that. I'm like over here freezing, you know, the mountain lions trying to kill me, freaking snow,
oh, man,
sleep,
that's right.
Rain, earthquakes. Fire. I'm already plotting to come back to Hawaii, Bob. I'm already in the mix.
Well, you know I'm on your side on that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not leaving Hawaii. Family, stop writing me those threatening letters. When are you coming home? We miss you. What temperature is it? It's a warm 35. I'll be right home.
That's why I go home. That's why I go home in like May or June, man.
They'd be like, when are you coming home, Bobby? I'll be right there.
When the grass is green and it's hot.
When you coming to Hawaii? Hawaii? We ain't coming to Hawaii. I ain't coming to Baltimore. You better get a webcam.
Bob.
But anyway, moving right along, as Trey would say.
Like we do down here in the basement. Bob, let me hit you up with the ass, Bob.
Okay.
Here's the question, Bob.
Wait, let me get the Bob music queued up. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Hitting you, Bob. What would you, if you got invited to a Michael Jackson or R. Kelly slumber party, what would you take to that slumber party, Bob?
Not my ass. Okay, that might not have been the answer you were looking for. That's the first thing popped into my. I ain't taking my ass to no R. Kelly and Michael Jackson slumber party. Are you kidding me? They ain't slumbering on me.
Bro, this is Survivor. Hit
okay.
Me back,
okay,
what
Survivor.
Would you take if you had a Savano?
Okay, Survivor.
Michael Jackson slumber party.
Okay, you have to take a backpack. and in the backpack, you got to have one tube of KY jelly.
Oh, boy.
One small Sony video camera.
Oh, boy.
One small Sony personal recorder.
Oh, no.
And one 6.5-inch flesh tone to your particular flesh color dildo that you were going to throw out as a distraction while you run for the door.
Oh, man. Bob, Bob, Bob.
Wow.
Damn, Bob.
Billy, I'm going to throw it back at you now.
And wait, and I got one more thing.
Jesus.
I got one more thing. If you want to get in tight with Michael, you bring your little brother. And if you want to get in tight with, like, R. Kelly,
you bring your little sister.
You bring your little sister.
You're bad, Bob. You are bad.
And you call your lawyer the day before you go. That's what all those recording devices are for.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. Moving on up. Here we go. I'm going to hit you with the ass of Billy, because Billy didn't throw new to the basement, a new disciple.
All right.
What was your most memorable Super Bowl moment, Billy the Throat?
I am an avid New York Giants fan, so my most memorable was Super Bowl 25, 1991, Giants versus Bills. Hell yeah, dude, that was like the greatest game for me. Scott Norwood misses that field goal with like 4 seconds left, and the Giants win 20-19.
Okay.
And I was out the door as soon as he kicked that, screaming, "Ugh!" That's my most memorable.
Billy, you are touching a damn nerve. Little do you know that Trey Day was raised in Buffalo, New York, and that was the beginning of my Super Bowl horror.
Uh-oh. I was raised on Long Island, New York, so we got something in common, except you're a Buffalo Bills fan. Don't get me wrong, I like the Bills too, but I'm a Giants fan.
What?
Then all New York Super
back.
Bowl.
Okay.
Hit me with a question, Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry. Trey. Let's ask Trey this. Hold on. Let me cue the music again, because we want to make this sound professional. Trey, what 5 groups do you think would burn down the basement if they find it?
Good. You got the music cued. 5 groups. Let me see. Bob has totally alienated all damn Muslims, so I gotta put them at number one. Muslims. Their damn bow ties and shit. Let me see. Number 2. Living in Hawaii, Bob, you did jump on the bandwagon of the local Hawaiians. I'm pretty sure they're pissed.
Wow.
All females ballers in the WNBA probably want to kill Trey Day. Will always want to kill me. WNBA ballers.
Okay, yeah.
Number 4.
Number 4.
Number 4. Any follower of Jesse Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
Probably just got some grief with the basement.
Yeah. We were pretty hard on old Jesse there.
I'm tired of his ass.
Oh, number and Billy 4. Joins the ranks.
Why does he have to pop up everywhere? I don't understand.
Number 5. I'm working anyway. On, I'm working it. Probably damn Mike Tyson, Bob.
Oh, mm-hmm. Damn true.
Didn't think about that one.
Hey, stop making fun of me. I can't help it.
Yeah.
I can't help by your ear.
It's ludicrous.
Hey,
ludicrous.
Hey, somebody just told me this Tyson joke last night, too. There's this new restaurant in town called Tyson's. Ears are not on the menu.
No ears of corn?
No. Ears are not on the menu. Anyway, I didn't write it, folks. I just repeat them.
There you go.
Oh my goodness. Well, Trey, that was pretty good. So now tell me now, if you were get a chance to interview Mike Tyson, would you?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah! If they put him in a Hannibal Lecter costume.
Oh no! Say it ain't. Say he didn't just say that. Now I gotta be looking
now,
over
Mike,
my shoulder for damn Mike
Tyson.
Don't
bite my ear, Mike, and don't kill me, but what the hell are you doing trying to eat people's kids?
I can't
I'll be
believe
asking
it.
Any questions.
I can't believe it. But you know what? Moving right along, it's my favorite
moving
spot for Billy. Do you want to try this? You got that announcer voice.
Not, man. Stick to format. You go ahead and do it.
Damn, my throat is sore. Hold on.
You gotta drink, take a
I
shot.
Need a sip of beer and a shot of tequila. Are you ready for, not for, man, you know what? I'm just going to let everybody know. Tonight's Not For Long segment is going to be so point on. Mm-hmm. If the NFL is not the epitome of Not For Long, I don't know what is.
Off the chain. Hit me with that music, Bob. Cue that
okay.
shit, yo.
Yep.
Hey. Yeah. K4.
Here we go.
Tonight on Keeping It Real Sports, Super Bowl 38. Was it the greatest ever? Lingerie Bowl highlights. The best Super Bowl commercial. The lesson of Earl Campbell. And did you really see that titty? Tonight on Keeping It Real Sports.
Ooh, no doubt. The crowd is a screaming, standing ovation. You got it, Bob.
Yeah.
We get all that in a bag of chips when Bob is all loaded up on that Viagra.
That's right.
4 hours of greatness.
4 hours of nothing. I'm on the damn 36-hour Viagra now. Tell my girlfriend she's still shaking in the damn closet.
Take two pills and call me next week.
Doctor, call. He's not human.
All you better tell your girlfriend another girl, fool.
He's an animal.
All
he
day long.
Won't stop.
It keeps spitting at me all day long.
Oh, my goodness.
All in her eyeballs and stuff.
Yeah.
Make it stop.
Please. And then we're just going, careful what you ask for, ladies. Because what was that old saying when I was a younger lad? A hard man is a good find.
Uh-huh.
Well, baby, I'm hard for you now.
Oh my goodness.
What are those?
Hit your back.
Yeah.
Moving down. Let me ride. Bob, Super Bowl 38. Was that the greatest Super Bowl of all time?
I tell you, sports wise, game wise, it was excellent. The teams played good.
Yes, they did. But was it
the best? Score was close.
But was it the best one?
A lot of energy.
I don't think it was the best one.
You really? Don't think that was the best one, Billy?
I think it's one of the best ones we've seen in a while.
Well, okay.
Other than New England's other 4-second win against the Rams.
Well, that was bullshit.
Yeah, that wasn't no win. That was a damn referee rule thing. All right. Thingamajigam.
Whatever.
Well, Billy, okay, give me your top. Billy, let me know. What do you think was the top 3 Super Bowls of all time?
Oh, now you put me on the line, boy.
Could you like to...
He's all right,
well,
throwing them facts out.
I am going to say, obviously, I'm going to say the Giants-Bills, because that was a good game.
No, what about the Colts and the Jets?
Yes, that was getting there.
Oh, okay.
Hello, that's number one.
Because that's the all-time one right there.
All
right,
fine, if you think
Bobby
it is.
Guaranteed a win.
Yeah, I mean. Joe sure did, that's for sure.
And to this day, the Mafia is still looking for him.
Yeah, the Giants and Colts Giants and Colts was an awesome game, too.
Yeah.
I have to admit. And
were you even born then?
I was just born.
And you remember it?
I saw highlights, man. Come on.
Come on. We ain't talking about highlights. You got to have actually lived through it.
Whatever.
Because highlights always make the game look exciting.
He's asking me.
I can make anything look exciting if I do highlights. That's like them damn movie previews. Coming next June, the most exciting bitch. And then you go to the movie,
it's like lame.
What? All the excitement was in the damn previews.
If you've noticed that maybe a month before the Super Bowl starts, ESPN plays all the Super Bowls. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no.
So
yeah,
I've
no,
seen,
actually, I know.
I've seen
I know.
Super Bowl
I'm just messing
times.
With you. I understand. I'm not a complete idiot.
Yeah, okay.
Almost, but not quite.
And I really don't know what the third one would be. I'd have to really seriously think about that.
The one you just saw?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, actually, yeah, okay, I'll go with that one. Just because it was an excellent game.
And then, if you want to talk about Trey, all-time most press getting Super Bowl, the last one is going to have to take the, like, trophy for that.
Turned a lame halftime show into something interesting.
No doubt. So, Bob, I know you've seen maybe one Super Bowl in your 50 billion years on the planet.
Yeah. Well, my
give me
favorite.
The non, Give me the non-sports viewers' top three Super Bowls, Bob.
Well, my number one Super Bowl was the one the Ravens won.
Duh. Against my Giants.
That's right. That was a great game. My next second one would have to be the one I said before where Joe Namath came out, guaranteed the game because I'm from Baltimore, Johnny U. I can still remember my uncle frothing at the mouth, running around the living room, screaming, I'm going to have to kill him. This game was thrown. I'm going to kill somebody. This game was thrown. How can you guarantee a win and then win? This game was fixed. I will never forget that. That's why that's the only reason that I remember that game. Because you know how when you're like a like little kid, you're like, oh, wow, this is really major. Uncle Thurlow's about ready to kill somebody. And it ain't me. Ooh, that's good.
Wow, wasn't that in the 60s?
Yeah.
69.
69, yeah.
You mean your uncle's wasn't out rioting and shit, tearing up the damn ghetto?
Man, listen. I was not from the ghetto family. Sorry. We was in the damn suburbs. That's why you keep telling me.
Oh, shit.
You want to take me back to the hood I never been in.
Uh-oh.
You always tell me, Bob, damn. We need to get you back to the hood. I don't know what you're talking about. I was never
that
there.
That would explain it all, Bob.
That's why I don't understand Nook Nook, Book Book, or... Because we used to drive through and they just used to tell me, duck, boy, I'm speeding up.
Think of that man again, Daddy.
Yeah, there you go. No, but the only thing that I do remember is sitting on my grandfather's stairs where Martin Luther King got shot. And I saw these people running up the street. And then the next couple of minutes go by, then people started running with like all their clothes in their hands. And then pretty soon they start running by with TVs. And I was like, damn. Must be a big fire or something. Then my grandfather ran outside, get in the house, they're rioting. What? What's a riot? Afterwards, I watched the TV. They were looting all the damn stores, yep. Man. I thought it was like, why is everybody running around with all their clothes and stuff on their arm?
Rewind. I'm going to kick this back on track. Get me back to the NFL.
Now, yeah, really.
Billy, check this out. All right. Jake DeLone, should he have been the MVP?
If they won. But they didn't win.
Billy, why do you have to win to be MVP? Why can't you be just the most valuable player on the field?
Because that's the rules, man. The rules
say.
No,
that's right. We have argued this for time immemorial.
What?
How can you be an MVP, the most valuable player, if your team doesn't win?
That's right.
Bob, they lost by 3 damn points.
But they didn't
still
win.
Still yet. They didn't win.
But he still was the most valuable player on the field.
He probably was, but... they didn't win. Therefore, Tom Brady got it.
Okay, well, you know what? Why don't we give the most valuable player to Ray Lewis?
For what, killing somebody in the limousine?
Yeah. Yeah. And he wasn't even at the Super Bowl, but that's okay. He was good the rest of the year.
There you go.
Sorry, Ray Lewis. I don't want you coming out in the basement and killing all three of us.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to be talking to Ray Lewis this Sunday.
Yeah, there we go.
And you know, don't mention my name.
No, I'm going to mention your name. Oh, I'm going to say, you know, have you heard of this show, Keeping It Real? Well, this guy, Trey, at this address, said he would slap you back to Baltimore if you open your mouth again.
Uh-oh.
Would you like to respond to that?
I will snap him in half like a twig.
You tell that fool I'm a war hero.
There you
I
go.
Will. I'm going to tell him, but remember, he survived the damn Gulf War. And the damn Iraqi invasion 2 times. He spits bullets. But anyway.
I went to the first one.
No, so, but see, why did they do that? Okay, so, you know what? I didn't even realize this. So, I thought that the, like, quarterback from the Patriots got MVP.
He did, because they won.
Well, what's Trey talking about?
He was asking if he was the most valuable player of the game.
Well, yeah, they won.
No, he was asking if DeLone was the most valuable player.
Oh.
Even though they lost. He probably was.
You know what? One of these days, if I'm going to do a sports show, I really should pay more attention.
You think?
Yeah. You might want to do some reading, Bob.
Because Billy was with me at the Super Bowl, and I think after about the third quarter, I didn't see anything.
Nope. He was seeing triple of everything.
I was out, man.
And they kept telling him, I see three of you. Well, pick the one in the middle and talk to me.
Yeah, Bob.
Who are you looking at, Bob? I'm looking at all of you. Bob, Bill, it's just me and you, Bob.
Bob was having a good time at the Super Bowl.
Yes, he was. Bobby was feeling good.
Moving on up. Billy, did you see the lingerie bowl?
No, I sure did not.
I missed it.
Not even Okaza?
Nope.
No, I did see highlights of it the other night. I'm sorry, I did.
I didn't see.
On the news show I watched, they showed highlights of it.
They did?
They were wearing.
So let's talk about it. Were there some hot women in there or what?
But they were wearing garters and stockings.
I saw one chick making a tackle with some garters on, Bob.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That was it?
No, but you see, why didn't anybody talk about that?
You pay for that.
Because it wasn't naked.
But why was it an outrage? That was a total, complete insult.
They made you pay for that, right?
Yeah, it was pay-per-view. They weren't even naked.
Oh, boy.
$20.
That's why.
$20. You know what?
We got Janet Jackson's boob, man. It's the same thing, right?
You know what? I'm going to make this pledge again. Send me $20. I will mail you a genuine, nice porn movie.
There you go.
Which I may keep a few dollars for myself, but that's beside the point.
Bob, we need some basement chicks.
We are going to get them. We are going to get them.
They just hang in the basement?
No, I tell you, after I saw, I finally watched a complete episode of The Man Show, and...
No doubt.
I love that show.
And when the, sponsors kick in, the basement will be live on webcam. We are going to have three chicks in the basement. I'm going to go out and get me some Hawaiian damn porn stars, and I'm going to have them here to interview them and make comments. And strippers, man, we're just going to go to the strip clubs, and every week we're going to have a strip club dancer in here, and we're going to get a football player from that school that we don't mention because they dissed us and said we weren't a real damn radio station yet.
Wow.
What they talk about, Willis?
That's right. But you know what I mean, Trey? That's what you're going to do. I want you to go up there and get that damn Laker girl that you showed me that you were going out with that you tried to deny it and get her down the basement.
Damn, that would be hot, man, if we had that.
Strictly on the hush.
You just bring her in the basement and just go, you cannot tell anybody how you got in the basement. And now we're here to have fun. Oh, are we on the radio? Yes.
Yes.
Am I supposed to put this in my mouth?
Yes.
Yes, put this microphone in your mouth, dude. Yeah. Put the microphone in your mouth.
That's it. It doesn't look like a shut up.
Well,
you're on the air.
Hum very loudly.
Oh, man. Anyway... What was your...
Oh, my good Bob.
Right. Moving right along. What was your favorite... I thought we just discussed this. What was your favorite Super Bowl commercial?
We did. So we're going to flow right on past that.
Sure.
But wait, I didn't tell you what my favorite commercial was.
Well, hurry up.
Hit me.
My favorite one was the donkey that wanted to be the Clydesdale, and in the end, he got to be the Clydesdale.
Please tell me why did you laugh.
Huh?
Why did that make you laugh, Bob?
Well, because it was just a funny premise about, America, you could be what you want to be. And when he got the damn leg implants, I just started laughing.
You know what it reminded me of?
And he was walking around in his damn barn with the little cart, and he just had this little six-pack of Bud on it, and he was walking in circles because he was in training. I just liked it. I just thought it was brilliant.
You know what that reminded me of? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, because that show, everybody dissed him because his nose was... Yeah. You see, we in America love those...
Feel-good stories.
You could do it.
The ones that make you want to cry, but you really don't want to.
And he looks so cute.
Here's
it's the feel-good movie of the summer.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Moving right along. And you know what?
What's that, Bob?
The next subject? Go ahead.
Hit me back. I don't know if you saw this, but I saw... Right before the Super Bowl, because they put on 20 hours of damn broadcast before the game starts.
Mm-hmm.
They did a special on the late, well, he's not late, but he's Earl Campbell. And this
I was going to say he was at the
walk,
Super Bowl.
Bob.
He was at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you didn't see him walk on the field, did you?
No, but he was standing out there when they did the coin toss.
Coin toss. But he can't really walk very good.
The question is, did you see him walk out to the house?
No, but I remember looking at him and going, damn, Earl.
But anyway, he can barely walk now, Bob.
What? Oh, from all those years of tackling? And
yep.
Really?
Exactly.
From all those years of running over defenders. See, I told you, Earl Campbell was the first running back that was actually ran to death
yep.
by his coach.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So
sprained knee. I don't care. Get in there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now he can barely walk.
Well, he wouldn't be the first running back, the victim of the 350-pound lineman that could actually move.
No, because Earl Campbell, Bob, I don't know if you watched Earl Campbell, but he played back in the 80s, and he was a human wrecking ball.
Yeah, I remember. They just used to give him the ball. He'd just run right into the line, and they'd move him back about 5 yards.
I don't think so that the defenders were that
weren't
fat back then.
No, they weren't
that
big
really
then.
Big and bulky.
Billy?
Yeah.
We're about to go to the Pro Bowl. Don't say fat.
Okay, Big Bone?
Thank you.
You want to hear my take on that?
I've been like,
there are no big bones.
I know.
Did you ever see a big bone skeleton?
What the hell?
You ever see a big bone skeleton?
No.
That's right. You just fat.
You know, Trey says that. That's why Trey's going, what the hell? Okay.
Oh,
no, but anyway, I've been trying to like give them little hints about, you know, when we're walking amongst the 360-pound ballers,
mm-hmm.
there's little things you don't want to say like fat.
What the hell?
Sloppy.
Is that the phone? Ricky ring ding,
yeah.
Ricky ding ding.
The telephone air.
Is it the first call of the night?
I think it is the first call of the night. I wonder who it can be.
Well, Billy, check this out.
Yeah.
Hold on.
What was your favorite Super Bowl commercial?
Okay, hold on.
Mine was that Viagra, whatever the hell that was, with the two couples sitting in the tub, and then tells you, can last up to 4 hours. That cracked me up, man.
4 hours?
4 hours.
4 hours. Ah. Okay, now we're going to try this. Now.
What are we trying? It's Dr. Woodtone in the house.
Oh, shit.
What's up, Trey? I heard Trey. Did I hear Trey?
Yeah, and Trey's going to say he can't hear you, so I'm going to have to do this.
Oh, don't worry about it, Bobby.
Who that?
That's Dr. Woodtone.
Dr. Woodtone in the house, but I can't hear Trey. But I just called to wish you guys a good show. And, Billy, I know where you got the fat skeleton from. You got that from me. Because there ain't no fat skeleton. That's it. There ain't no big bones.
That's right.
I'm with you, man. But I don't know, man. You guys are going to be really keeping it real at the Pro Bowl. I hope we get the cameras on you or do something silly, man, so I see you guys during the game.
All right, man, I'll pick my nose just for you.
That's it, man. M-O-S.
M-O-S.
Man.
Take
it
easy.
I'll stick my middle finger right up my nose.
High.
Okay.
All right, man.
Later.
I've got to figure out why the phone Trey?
Can we get some true information technology geeks down here in the basement?
A little geekology.
Trey,
would be good about now.
You know what? I'm going to work on this tomorrow. I'm going to figure out why you cannot hear the phone.
I didn't hear nothing he said. I heard the phone ring.
Well, but yeah. That was Dr. Woodtone. He sends his regards to you, Trey.
Let me bless the Woody Woodtone. Woody Woodtone is the king of making guitars into super, super, super guitars. Bob, this damn MGD is kicking in. Boom. But let me send a shout out to Woody Woodtone, because I see you. I never even met Woody Woodtone, but when Trey Day comes to graduate in May, we
That's
are
right.
going to go on 1 week of
oh,
rampage. Bob, me, you, Billy, and Woody Woodtone, we're going to wreck
you
the
know what?
Of Oahu.
You know what? And I would tell you this. If you come, I bet you we end up in the damn limo.
Uh-oh. Yep.
And if we get in the limo,
Bob,
it's all over.
We in trouble.
Yep.
Bob, if I come in May, we're going to end up in the damn jailhouse.
Oh, you're going to end up in a jailhouse.
That's
ain't going.
Great. That's what I want to do. Go to jail. Dr. Woodtone's like, yeah, thanks.
I'll make sure I stay out so I can bail you all out.
Thanks. You guys got me in jail. Thank you. I love you.
But no, Bob, can I throw this out there?
Sure.
The only thing I want when I come in May to graduate is I want Man on String, a band, to throw a concert. I want you to bring Trey Day up on the stage. I want to get on the mic. I want to do my and then I want to jump off into the crowd and do some body surfing.
Okay. I'll put that down, Billy, because we don't even let Billy do that. Because you don't
Trey.
Come back sometimes.
Body surf.
Trey body surfing at the concert. Okay.
Man on a string.
We will work on that. But anyway, so you're saying that Earl Campbell's coaches literally ran him into the ground.
Yes.
His coach, Bum Phillips, who he called his dad.
Bum Phillips. Man, I haven't heard that name in...
until an early retirement.
I forgot about Bum. What, you know what? What is Bum doing today?
He's bumming.
He's old as hell.
Really?
Yep.
Hey, okay. Well, you know what? Can I throw something in? I forgot to tell you on the pre-show. I want to add to the football segment.
Throw it out there.
Because I was the one that said it was a non-position. They made up for him.
Uh-oh.
Dan Marino quit. He didn't even take the job.
Are you kidding me?
I knew that was going to happen.
He quit. That's why I was saying this is a perfect example of not for long in the NFL.
Do you know why he did it?
Yeah, because it was a non-job.
No. He said because it would take away from his family time because he was hardly going to be home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
Never been home.
Going around covering all those NFL programs like he does, traveling to all those cities, being a sportscaster, keeps him home.
That's what
it?
He said. I don't believe him. I just don't think he knew what he was going to do.
Because I'm telling you, he had no position.
That's it.
Check this out. Dan Marino, do you know what product he was famous for endorsing?
Chips?
No.
Cars.
Gloves.
Gloves?
He was famous for endorsing those damn gloves. I don't even know the name of it. But he's like the most famous quarterback in the history of football.
Oh, those like isotopic toners. I remember that. That's him.
Isotoner guy.
Yeah, right. Because they show him wearing them when he was throwing the football and how you could feel like pimples on a baby's butt through them or something.
Oh, whatever.
That's kind of gay.
Okay.
Whatever.
But that's what, I mean, but let's, just like you being like, you know who you are, Remy Davis Jr., you're like the king of producing.
Yeah.
And then it's like you like getting like the most wackiest product in the world to endorse, but you're the king of producing.
That's like Karl Malone.
With the hairspray?
Yeah.
He has no hair.
Exactly. He got nice.
But he's paid.
Yeah, but he was paid to do that, so he took the money.
No doubt.
But now, let me ask you this, though. Dan Marino quits, right? Somebody else quit in the NFL, too.
Let me just
pull it up. Yeah, like, this week, there was a bunch of guys, like, bailing.
I don't know anybody bailing, but I know that Jim Fossil took a job as a senior advisor on the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, yeah, that's what
he's
it
gonna
was.
He's going to go train
the Ravens.
The,
but anyway,
the quarterback.
But anyway, that's what I was telling you about Dan Marino. I remember us passionately arguing about it. Did Dan Marino had a position? I said they just made it up. They just put it on there.
No doubt.
Blake was released. That's right. Arizona Cardinals coach Dennis Green released
his first move
Jeff
said,
Blake on
Wednesday.
Get the
Wednesday. Hell out. He's late. He needs to go.
Jeff Blake. Not for long. Gone.
Yeah, but he needed to go, though, man.
You don't like Jeff Blake?
No.
Well, he like, you know what he was like famous for?
Interceptions?
No, throwing the football off the TV screen.
Nice.
You never knew that? He'd throw the ball up and then like disappear off the screen, and then like 5 seconds later it would come down in the damn end zone.
Wow. No, I didn't know that.
He could throw the ball like 50 yards high in the damn freaking sky.
And let's see now. I'm reading you, I'm just going to go down the highlights and then you can comment on it.
Like
NSYNC singer removed from Pro Bowl halftime show. Wow, I wonder why. Not for long. It didn't even make it 1 week. what's his name? Justin, what's his name? Timberlake. Timberlake. The guy that
lucky little
made
bastard.
That breast-bearing NSYNC member Justin Timberlake's stunt with Janet Jackson cost him the halftime Pro Bowl. The new Pro Bowl halftime plan includes hula dancers, drummers, and conch shell blowers and local singers.
Conch shells?
Yeah, you know that.
Oh, the call for war.
Yeah, or the call for get your ass from the popcorn stand, the movie's about to start. For those of you that haven't been into Hawaii, one of the theater chains here, that's what they do after... at the when the movie starts. They got the guy comes out. But listen to this, Trey, because I did my research. Remember, I'd always complained to you about how the NFL will make rule changes anytime something happens they don't like?
How could I forget?
Well, do you know that the NFL and the commissioner are looking now on rules for halftime performances?
What? No pulling people's bras off?
Because apparently they do not have a policy.
For real?
Yeah. Now, instead of just going over and going, we're not going to let, if you ever do that again, we're just not bringing you back, like I told you, like the damn NFL should do, they got to go make a rule. No. Oh, no, we're going to make a rule now.
What?
I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Paul Tagliabue is going to review their rules for selecting halftime performances.
Just because of that.
Nuts. Now, what do you think about this? ESPN is canceling this show called Playmakers.
Why?
That was the best show of the year.
I like that show a lot.
Which I had never seen. But apparently, the show focused. I'll just do my little newscast.
Is it too racy?
Thing.
Is that
the
why?
Show focused on a fictional team and featured plots that included drug use, mm-hmm. marital infidelity, racism, and homophobia. NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue had expressed concerns that Playmakers was one-dimensional and perpetuated racial stereotypes.
No.
Right. Now, get this. ESPN is paying the NFL $4.8 billion over 8 seasons for the rights to Sunday night games.
What?
So many, now this is the next line. Many considerations went into this decision, not the least of which was the reaction from a longtime and valued partner, said Mark Shapiro, ESPN, the executive vice president of programming and production. Now, basically, let me give you the Bob facts on the story, because you know how I do it. And you know, Trey, what happened. They said, we're going to pay you $4.8 billion for 8 years to cover the Sunday night games. And the NFL says, yeah, and you're going to probably make $15 billion on advertising. And we're going to cancel the contract because we don't like your show.
It was a good show, man.
Because we don't like that it portrays us in a negative light.
You know damn well that's what really happens.
But you don't want people to see that.
Oh, Jesus.
So, did you like that show, Bill?
I love that show, man.
What about you, Trey?
Trey? Hello.
Huh.
I think Trey stepped out for a second.
Yeah. Well, is this little phone light lit up?
Yeah, it's on. I think he stepped out, man. I heard a whole bunch of noise.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think he did. But anyway, that's pretty good. He's got the executive restroom there. Privileges going. Well, you know what? We're going to pick this up on the other side of a much-deserved drinky-drink break. I just need to quickly pull up the music. Oh,
yep,
wait.
He's
I
coming
hear
back.
Something. He's coming back.
There he is, man.
And he's back.
He went she.
Woo wee wee do baby.
I gotta go pee pee.
Look at these cats.
I got to go to the
This is how I get treated.
So no, Mom. We were actually spent a minute talking to you, and then we went. So what do you
think, Trey? Like think? Hello,
hello,
Bueller.
Hello,
Bueller.
Are you there?
Bueller?
So anyway, Trey, what I was asking you is, have you actually seen this show?
What show is that, Bob?
The ESPN sports show. Don't tell me you missed it.
I've been internet radio people.
You know what?
What was it?
My like throat.
All about the football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you like
ESPN,
the show?
Right?
Yeah. Did you like the show?
But that was like real life football. Yeah, it's the closest thing I've seen.
I love that show, man.
And they canceled it. Because the commissioner didn't like it, because it's not for long.
Because it was too real.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But did you hear how much ESPN was paying them to do the show? No. Okay. No. No, they were paying $4.8 billion for the rights to broadcast 8 years of Sunday night games.
That's not the show, though.
No, but what I said, what I was saying is, I bet you they went in and sat down with him and said, you know what? We don't like that show. We're canceling the contract.
You think the NFL got that kind of power, Bob?
Well, let's put it this way. If they're paying $4.8 billion to do it, they're making $15.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a true statement.
Because they ain't paying $4.8 billion just for the love of football so we can show it on Sunday night. You know, they're going to be talking to Budweiser, you know, all the advertisers, all the press coverage they get, you know, so on and so forth. And that's, yeah, I'm almost positive that's what happened. They came in and went, you know, I love you guys, but that show just doesn't sit with me.
Let me ask you this, Bob. Why do you think ESPN even made the show like that in the first place?
Because somebody convinced them that it would be cool to do, and they believed in it.
And it was a hit.
Okay, that would be like, let's say we were like a hit show.
Right.
In the real world.
Right. Okay.
And then our freaking bosses came out with a show that was like blasting us. Would that make us mad?
Probably.
Probably, yeah.
So why would you do something that would intentionally make one of your customers mad?
Well, because I think that, okay, well, let me put it to you this way. I think the people that wrote the show had nothing to do with Sunday Night Football.
Really?
It was probably different writers. In other words, if they came to us and said, write a show that shows how three guys sit around on an internet radio show and talk about sports, we wouldn't get mad because we would write it.
Right.
But now, if they went to somebody else in another division, let's say, and went, you know what? We need a comedy show. Do a show about three guys that do this radio show. And you know what? Let's make it funny. Let's make, like, Bob this Muslim-hating, racist guy that, you know, all he does is drink. And Trey is this esoteric womanizer. And, you know, and Billy is this, like, tattooed axe murderer. And then people love it. And they go, man, that is great. And we're sitting there going, what the hell? Who was that supposed to be? Because when I go home at night, my family is looking at me and going, I didn't know you were like that. And you're going, wait a minute. I'm not like that. So, you know, that's what I think, that, you know, they had some writers that came up with a great show. People loved it. You know, if the show would have flopped, we'd probably never heard about this.
For sure.
The show was growing. And then somebody, like you said, went over there and said, you know, could you drop out the part about the racism? That's kind of not making us a little comfortable.
Well, here's a true statement. ESPN's loss will be HBO or Showtime's gain.
That's true.
Probably get picked up by one of those.
Actually,
two.
Who is ESPN is probably owned by HBO or
no,
some, Viacom
it's,
or something.
Disney and ABC.
Oh, well, Disney's got 20 cable channels that they own anyway. So it's all relative. At the end of the day, they all will still be making the big money.
Everybody gets paid.
Yeah, everybody gets paid.
Absolutely.
And I can tell you this, though. Coming up next, because I'm determined that I promised Billy that I would try to keep us moving because I'm the one that's always talking so long. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the National Brothers Association.
Uh-oh.
And guess what? This is I got to ask Trey something about this.
Hit me.
Trey, what do you think about Shaq's fine?
Was it like $190,000 or some crazy shit?
No shit, man. Jeez. Damn. I said, what? You got to be kidding me.
He only said like two cuss words.
We just talked about him being the worst, probably one of the worst basketball players of all time to get that much coverage.
Totally overrated.
Right.
Basketball, man.
But you know what he did?
I'm Shaquille O'Neal. I'm Shaquille O'Neal.
But you know what he did? And this is a number one rule that even the NFL will not tolerate this either. You cannot go in the press and badmouth officiating. You will get a fine.
I do what I want. I'm Shaquille O'Neal.
Bob, can you explain to me why our officials on the untouchable list?
Really?
I don't know why. I don't know. Hey, it's not my rule. You know, my new rule is there's no officials on the floor.
What?
There's no officials on the floor. I just came to this realization this year. It's all TV.
How you gonna find?
You just, there's somebody sits upstairs in the booth, and he looks at 20 TV screens. You got a team up there, and then when they call a foul, they just stop the play, and then they just tell him, "Hey, you fouled him." They can't touch the referees. They can't argue with the referees. They don't even see the referees.
Bob, do you think that we need a mandatory retirement age for like old ass referees?
Yeah. Yep. Sure do. As a matter of fact, oh, now I got to go back to football on this. But I didn't realize this until I was watching Monday Night Football. John Madden was a major factor in getting the referees' eyes checked. Because he questioned for years, none of the referees wore glasses. And he kept saying, you know, most guys, when they get old, they need glasses. And they had nothing in place to actually check referees' eyesight. And because of him complaining, they started checking. And now you see a lot of referees wearing glasses. And he said, I just kept asking him, none of these guys need, like, I need eyeglasses.
So John Madden totally changed, like, the focus of the NFL to make these old-ass geezers put on some glasses?
Yeah, yep. Exactly. But I did find out, though, that you can actually apply for refereeing positions. They're pretty easy to get.
Well, what is...
With the NFL.
Let's all three of us apply, Bob.
I would never pass it past the, like, rules test.
Physical test, either.
You don't know shit about football.
I don't know shit. So they'd be like, okay, in the instance where the player tackles the ball and the ball slips on the left elbow while twisting to the right side, I'd be like, penalty. No, that's not a penalty.
I would never throw a flag, man. Just get the game going. Or...
Yeah, right. I'd be one of those guys.
Let him play.
They'd be like, do you ever throw a flag? And then once they told me that, I would throw the flag on like every play. And then when they all come running to the center, I go, what did you see?
I didn't see nothing.
Well, what did you see?
There is no foul on the play. All right,
there was no foul, unintentional flag. Resume play, because I wouldn't want anybody going, man, that foul was right in front of you, you idiot, and you missed it.
No doubt.
But, no, so I don't know. So that's just the rule they have. Plus, he was cussing. But, see, that's what... The whole thing is turned upside down.
No doubt.
I mean, this whole sports thing is turning to nothingness. It's going to go away, I'm telling you.
You can't speak your mind for nothing.
You got 10 years left, and it's going to be meaningless. When you got, and I hate to go back to the Super Bowl, but just to say it quickly. The best Super Bowl in a long time, and the biggest thing is the halftime controversy.
Yep.
You got the NBA struggling to get some kind of recognition and something going for them. And all they got is Kobe on trial. You got the Lakers that should be ruling. They're a joke. And then you got their supposedly top player coming out after the game, which they won, by the way, and bad-mouthing the referees and cussing. Now, what's up with that?
When you fed up, I guess.
The thing is going
nuts. Bobby Shaq, fool, he's Shaq Diesel.
Yeah, well.
I'm Shaquille O'Neal. I do what I want.
I guess so. But you know what? Stick with the damn Radio Shack commercials, because I ain't bought no batteries because of him. I ain't been in a Radio Shack.
Bobby, you know the Lakers have lost 19 games now.
Yep.
Did they lose
tonight? I don't even know.
Oh, well.
They played
Cleveland.
They played the freaking Cleveland Cavaliers tonight.
They were losing when
I
left.
Well, you know, we can. Due to the magic of the web, pull it up.
LeBron versus Shaq Diesel, game one.
Oh, now, but, and then I guess Shaq was a little hurt because for the second time they picked, what's the guy's name, Mao for the all-time?
Can you believe that shit, Mao?
Mao got picked.
Mao Ying?
Yeah, but now here's my question to you two sports officials. And by the way, the Lakers won 111-106 in overtime.
Yep, it took them overtime. Uh-oh, another phone call. But Trey, it took them overtime to beat the sorry Cleveland Cavaliers. You know what I'm saying?
Now, well, let me throw this at you, Billy. Because LeBron did get invited to the All-Star game, and he's like pissed. What do you think of that?
I think he should have probably went, but. there was that rookie game too, right? That they do nowadays. So yeah, he'll probably play him.
But Mao is getting picked over Shaq. That's why Shaq's frustrated.
What? Because Yao Ming is going to start.
Yeah.
Big deal. Shaq sat down with his little, you know, bruised toenail or whatever he had.
Yeah, what do you have now?
I don't know what the hell's wrong with
him.
I don't know what's going on with that guy these days, but all I know is all these people they pay for are on the bench because they're hurt. You know?
No, okay. Here's the official word. O'Neal was benched by the NBA for profanity, for using profanity while criticizing officials during a live TV interview. But he said he isn't sorry about his R-rated comments.
Why should he be?
That was R-rated?
I guess so. He had no qualms with these officials as he was able to foul out both Cleveland 7-foot centers, Sharandis, I ain't even going to try to say it.
Shabolis.
Yogakis.
Yeah,
Yogakis and Diop. And he got 20 free throw attempts. But he didn't complain about the officiating with that. So, you know, it's all whiny. That's all. The damn NBA. I'm going to change it to the National Whiners.
Yeah.
The National Babies Association, cuz they ain't ballers anymore. We got the damn Not For Long, and now we got the National Baby Association. It's just unbelievable.
The National Babies Association.
Yeah. Yep. Cuz that's what they do. They didn't win the game. Wait a minute. As a matter of fact, hold on. We're going down to the damn Lakers locker room with our secret camera. Shaq, how was your game tonight? Kobe, how's your wrist been? Mr. Jackson, why is your team not performing? I know. I'm going to get killed, right?
Man,
do not go to any Lakers games, Bob.
Hey, Bob, that was kind of funny.
Yeah, that was, wasn't it?
Yeah, Bob's on it.
I come up with stuff once in a while.
He has outdone himself.
Well, you know, I had that damn baby effect for months. I kept thinking, where can I use it?
There it is, right there.
And it just came to me. Because you know why?
Like
because
of the night.
From now on, whenever I'm going to play that and I'm going to interview, I'm going to have Bob's Baby of the Week. And I'm going to interview him. Yeah, I'm going to say, you know, when you missed that first two field goals in the Super Bowl, what was going through your mind?
Well, the temperature wasn't right in the dome.
Yeah.
The ball was sweating.
So why did you not pick up that second season with the... That's going to be it.
Moving on up. Bob, you out of control again tonight. Mm. Bob, you in timeout. Go to timeout.
Go to timeout. Okay, I'm sorry.
go stand in the damn corner.
Baby, I want to play in the Indy, and that's fair that I'm not the most valuable player.
Check this out, Bob.
Oh, Bob.
I don't know if you see this, but Utah was fined $15,000 for their Kobe and Carl skin. I'm going to break it down to you because this is what happened.
Okay.
They had a freaking – this is a Utah, Karl Malone, who the mailman, truck driver guy, ex-wrestler. He chooses not to go to the game. But anyway, in Utah, they bring out like a likeness of Karl Malone. I guess it's some guy who's spray painted his hair black. But anyway – they have the likeness of Karl Malone saying how the people in L.A. don't like him, how the Lakers don't want to give him the ball. And then at the end of the skit, he says, well, at least I'm not Kobe.
Uh-oh.
What do you think
of
that?
Ooh. Ooh. You know, that may qualify for the first official use of, so you can't talk about Kobe?
Kobe will get you fired.
Mr. Bryant, how do you feel about the Karl Malone skit? Wait, Mr. Bryant. Are you sure you want to bring her medical records in? Okay, thank you.
Was that a Michael Jackson slumber party, fool?
Huh? Yeah, yeah. Michael Jackson slumber. Oh, I wasn't going to go there, man. Damn, you had to go there, didn't you? Michael Jackson slumber party, fool.
Boy, you guys are on it tonight.
Ching, ching. He thought, that's why. Billy didn't know. This is our year. Keeping it real sports next year this time. They will be talking about us on a major network show.
I sure hope so.
Or my favorite National Baby Association will be banning us from sporting events or something or trying to fine us. We'd like to fine the crew of Keeping It Real Sports. Excuse me, sir. Yes. We're sorry, but you can't
find
them.
Where is that damn basement at?
Yeah, we're sorry, sir, but you can't find them because they're not officially associated with the NBA, and they're on the internet. And
there you go.
We can't?
Say what the hell we want.
Well, hire them so I can find them. Pay them some
money. You don't think that was in bad taste, sir, Bob?
No.
What about you, Billy?
I think they can do whatever they want.
That's right.
I think it was kind of funny, actually.
A little skit, it's kind of funny. You see, that's the problem. These guys can't play, and they got no sense of humor.
That's right.
But, Bob, they're damn Mormons.
Whatever.
Wait a minute. This was the Mormons making a joke?
Yep.
No doubt.
How about that?
Then I would even more disregard it. They're Mormons. What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything. How many people saw it? Tell me something. The Mormons don't even play playoff games on Sunday.
Nope. That's true. That is so true.
So what are they? What are you worried about them for? Or just schedule the damn championship game on a Sunday. Half of them won't show up.
But Bob, check it out. I got a freaking secret guest down here in the basement. It's my intern. Dizzle D.
Dizzle D.
I want you to hit him up. Dizzle D is the official intern is in the basement. Hit him up.
Dizzle D, welcome. Welcome to the basement. How you doing?
Good, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
What's happening?
Nothing. Just chilling in the basement with you guys right now.
That's right. That's it. So, what do you do? When you do what you do? Yeah. Are you,
what do you mean what I do?
Well, you're a pro ball player, college?
I wish. Too young for that. 15.
15?
It's a student.
Yeah. Oh, you are an intern.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I guess I won't ask you the next six questions then. Well, good, man. Well, listen, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the basement.
Absolutely.
To the staff of Keeping It Real. I know you'll be out telling all your friends tomorrow how you was on the show.
No doubt. No doubt.
Get all your friends to listen.
So tell me, what exactly does an intern do in the basement?
Gets his beer. Go get me an MGD, man.
No, we got, you know, that apple cider down here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's all we got down here, though.
Well, that's good. What up?
We get busted.
What school do you go to? We don't want to give out too much information.
Damn headset back.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You got it.
Go get me a beer.
You got it.
The interns ain't getting that much. Interns ain't getting that much play down here in the basement.
He got interned back. So anyway, yeah, you're right. And matter of fact, didn't they hang, and I was reading your notes here, didn't they hang Dennis Rodman because he made some joke about the Mormons or something?
Some.
No doubt.
I remember that.
The last time Chicago played the Utah Jazz, they hung a image of Dennis Rodman from a rope.
Yeah.
And that was like a major issue in Utah.
I remember that.
And you know what he's
Dennis
doing
Rodman
now, don't you?
How could Mormons advocate hanging?
Exactly. And you
violence
know
violence in general.
And you know Rodman is on some Survivor show now, isn't he?
I'm not sure.
Well, once you were like a has-been celebrity, you get on these like fake Survivor shows.
Yeah, no,
he was on the CBA right now.
No, he's on a Survivor show. I seen him the other night riding some
donkey.
He's on
the mall, Celebrity Mall.
Yeah, Celebrity Mole, whatever. Oh, I can't watch that show.
I couldn't live with that guy.
Dennis Rodman's on Celebrity Mole?
I don't think so.
But you know what? Your first question, though, did we talk about it? Are steroids needed in basketball? They need something.
They need some downers.
No, but Bob, they are, you know, because the president did get on the State of the Union and saying that there's a problem with steroids in sports.
Yep.
Yeah. The NBA came right out and said that we're going to start testing for this new synthetic steroid called THG.
It's the same thing baseball players are using.
Right. And tennis players.
Yep.
And basement DJ guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Side effects might have caused limpness.
Trey, not that I'm admitting to anything, but we're not going to start testing in the basement, are we?
I'm clear.
Okay.
Me too.
Well, don't test me.
I need steroids to lift up this heavy-ass mug.
There you go. I don't know. But you know why? It's too much money. Like you said, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
You ain't winning.
That's right. You ain't winning if you ain't cheating.
Mm-hmm. You ain't hitting 70 home runs either.
Right. So anyway, Chris Webber.
Easy.
Is Chris Webber the most overrated player ever?
Yes.
Bob, let me throw this out there to you. Every year, Chris Webber misses at least 30 games for the Sacramento Kings, and yet they end up in the playoffs.
It's obviously,
but
don't
he's
need
the
him.
Highest paid player. What's the deal?
Well, what does he do on the games he does play?
Not much.
I mean, because I don't watch them. That's what I'm saying. That's. And they got a salary cap, well, so they should fire him and get somebody that could work.
Well, he draws fans to the stadium, but still.
Yeah. Not.
I think at this point.
They have not won a championship.
But I think at this point that the Sacramento Kings themselves are drawing the fans. I think Chris Webber is not even on their minds at the moment. He's not in the game right now, and they're still packing the place.
Well, also, too, you have to remember that fans do not go to a game just to see a winning team. They go to the game
to
for
see
the
their
event,
team.
To see their team and be in the event. You know,
that's
the
true.
Crowd, the noise, the beer, everything.
That's true.
Because look at how many teams have sell out, and you're right, like the Bulls. Nobody expects them to win.
But they still sell out.
But they still sell out because, you know, the fans just go for their team. Look at Tampa Bay. For how many years?
Mm-hmm.
And now let me ask you two this. Besides the Bulls, is there a team that has never won ever?
The Grizzlies.
Who are they?
The former Vancouver.
You talking
Grizzlies?
About basketball?
Yeah, basketball.
Memphis Grizzlies.
The Memphis Grizzlies.
New Jersey Nets. Well, no, that's not true. They did when they were the ABA.
Yeah, the Nets had to win something.
Yeah, when they were the New York Nets.
But no, I was just asking Trey. Is there one team out there in the NBA that is like Tampa Bay was at football, where
Charlotte
you
Hornets.
Know 18 years never won. You know the fans are all like they should wear bags to the game and.
Cavaliers.
Just mediocre.
Yeah.
Cavaliers have never won.
The Cavaliers.
Cleveland's never won?
No.
Cleveland.
Wow.
Charlotte.
Now, you see, that's got to hurt.
Utah.
And you go out there game after
They've
game.
They've been there,
hoping.
But Utah's never won.
True that.
You know what I mean? And you go out there game after game hoping.
The Knicks haven't won since 72.
Well, didn't
well, but they
won.
That's right.
Didn't they just fire somebody? Did somebody fire Bird?
Bob, let me ask you. Check this story out. Isaiah came out and said, I have no problems with the coach. I don't want a coach. And then, like, 2 days later, that damn coach was out of there.
Yeah, that would be. And then they hired Lenny Wilkins.
You know why?
Now, Lenny Wilkins, Bob, he's won the most games in the history of coaching. But he's all lost the
most
games.
In
the history of coaching.
Wait a minute.
But he has turned the team around now.
Wait a minute. Is this some kind of space-time continuum warp thing? What do you mean he won the most games and lost the most games?
He has. He's the winningest coach in the NBA, but he's also the losingest coach.
Well, isn't that kind of like...
He's coached forever. Forever and ever.
Wow. So in other words, he had some like good years where he had some good players.
Yeah.
And he had just as many years where he had some players that shouldn't have been
Stunk.
Playing.
Yeah.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, Bob. Because he is the all-time winningest coach in history of coaching.
Okay.
But do you think he is a better coach than, like,
Red Auerbach, because Red Auerbach is number two, but Red Auerbach won like 13 NBA titles.
Then he's the man.
Yeah, if he won more titles, he'd have to beat him. That's what I would vote
on. He's the man.
So he's a better coach than Lynn
Wilkins. Yeah, whoever won the most titles.
Bill Russell won a title as player coach. Does it make him better?
Okay, true that.
Could be, right?
Could be.
So does Lenny Wilkins' record have any weight to it?
No. I just think he's a good coach. He just needs the right players.
Well, we all need the right
players. That's true. That's true. But look, the immediate impact he made on the Knicks as soon as he got there. They got like the best record in the month.
Yeah.
And they went from being the last place to being right now in the seventh spot.
So do you think they're going to take it this year?
Oh, hell no.
Well, I guess he's not that good.
Well, but
he's always so good.
He came in when the team was sucking nuts, man. And now the team is in this, like I said, in the seventh spot
but
in the playoff picture.
He can't take them beyond. It's like too late.
He'll take them to the playoffs. I don't know how far he'll get.
Because, you know, one of us thinks that the Lakers are going to rebound.
I don't know about that either.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, maybe not one of us. Maybe just me.
You know what I say? Look out for the T-Wolves.
The T-Wolves?
Minnesota. I'm not even a Minnesota fan, but you got to look out for them.
So you think there's Kevin Garnett this year?
Maybe, man.
Wow. Okay. Well, you never know.
Is Kevin Garnett the most valuable player?
Right now? Yeah.
In the NBA?
Right now.
What in the hell?
Yes, that's me moving us on to the next segment.
Oh, shit. This producer is out of hand. Girl.
Well, you know, I always drag you on, but I was going, okay. Anyway, because we had to get on to... Is Michelle Wee a bigger story than Tiger Woods?
We so horny. We so horny.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad that you came out to see me play. That if I only knew it, then I would...
Every time the same for you. Every time like the first time.
You have been overseas.
Oh, by the way. By the way, Trey, in case you didn't notice, Billy and I have decided we are opening up a sports Korean bar that's going to be called I Love You No Shit. And guess who our like hostess is going to be? Michelle Wee. Yeah.
Welcome, I Love You No Shit.
Okay, welcome to hell. I'm so happy you're
here. Hey, Joe. Welcome to Love You No Shit.
Because
I love you no shit.
No. Don't put your hand near the hole.
Love you long time.
There'll be no putting to the hole tonight.
For a small fee, I love you long time.
Stay off the tequila.
Okay, anyway.
And the Heineken.
Is she a bigger story than Tiger Woods right now? Yes. Yeah. Where is Tiger?
He's off with his white girl.
Tiger's getting laid.
Tiger.
He's off with his fine white fiance.
Tiger ain't even on the... You know, Tiger came to the damn Sony Open here.
Yeah.
He did?
And they didn't even mention his name.
That's right. It was all Michelle Wee.
It was all Michelle Wee. He was here. He finished like 35th or something like that. He don't care anymore.
No, I don't think he was that far away.
You know what? He is like me.
He's all into his woman right now.
And like you know what? Because I would get so much money, I would stop. I would be like...
You would chill?
I would chill. I would not be out there going, I got to kill myself. I got to walk around with these fools with cameras up my butt all the time.
Well, Bob, let me ask you this. Have you caught yourself looking at Michelle Wee and felt guilty?
No.
I have never looked at her that way. I'm sorry, she does nothing for me.
There you go.
And I love Asian women. But for some reason, she's...
Probably because you know she's 14.
Yeah.
And you're not R. Kelly.
And you know what?
Oh, God. My body's telling me no.
My mind. Let's do the video. Michelle,
but my body is telling me yes.
We're gonna tell you. This is R. Bob, and I'd like to introduce you to my new golf training video with Michelle Wee.
Damn, girl, you look so fine.
No, but I'm sure a lot of people have. She's what, 6 feet tall? She's 14. She is attractive, but like we said last week, she's beautiful till she opens her mouth, and for me, that's just... She's a little girl. just,
I didn't know.
Just
straight romper room.
Yeah, just kills it for me. Now, I would guarantee you right now there's probably 4 million other dudes sitting in front of the TV doing what we don't want to talk about every time they see her.
Ew.
Because there are some sick mole elves out there.
Every time, like the first time with you.
And you know who I'm talking about. Because you guys know listening. You know who I'm talking about. So put that thing away and stop it.
Is he talking about me?
And stop going.
Yes, he is.
And stop trying to get them damn Neverland invitations. They ain't giving them out no more.
Besides, she's a girl. Sorry, I banged the table.
Neverland is closed, Bob. Neverland is closed.
Yeah, I heard Michael Jackson moved to a different pad now.
Yep, in some other part of California.
Which won't be remain hidden for long because the word will be out. All you got to do is just look for an ad in the paper that says, looking for cancer victims, male.
Between the ages of 10 and 14.
Yeah, ages of 10 and 14 who need some rehabilitation.
And
you
like
know,
to go on rides,
oh, you know,
and,
you know,
and movies,
you
and
know,
Bobo.
You know, I didn't even realize, I just read this the other day, not to jump subjects again, but I didn't realize that he was famous for bringing, like, kids that were, like, sick and stuff.
Yeah.
Mike? You know?
Yeah, Michael Jackson. The whole Netherlands, he liked to go to hospitals and, like, kids that were dying and, you know, of cancer and stuff. Because, you know, this, like, kid is really sick and dying because he has cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael's thing was, you know, I'll go there and you're dying and you can come to Netherland and have rides and hang out. And we'll have fun.
And then
and
I'll
party.
Show you something you wish you won't die for.
Yeah, my brown cock.
He's a cock. He's a cock.
Pussy.
I need teepee for my bowl.
Hey, you know what? Michelle, we she got little thingies too.
My bungalow is bleeding. I need TV.
Okay.
All right. Anyway,
Trey is probably over there just shaking his head.
Moving on.
The basement will never be the same again.
I can't give him no fuel.
But anyway,
moving on.
Yeah. So Michelle Wee has got a great future in front of her.
I think she does very much so.
And I will still stick by this as long as she doesn't meet Mr. Wright.
Like Tiger. Mrs. Wright.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and
moving
she
on.
She may come to that because moving he on. May be the one telling her, you know what? You
he
know what,
spend,
Michelle?
You don't spend no time with me.
Michelle, drop your dad. Because you know what? He just ain't doing it for you.
I'll be your manager.
For shizzle.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Moving on.
Moving on. Okay.
We get boxing, man. Michael Nunn is gonna got 24 years for buying a gram of coke. What do you guys think about that?
Why do athletes think they can be criminals?
I don't know.
You know, I was just thinking the same thing. Just like, why do you ride in a limo? How do you ride in a limo, get stopped, and you get blamed for carrying the drugs?
I thought
that went with the driver. And why are they even talking to you when you're not driving?
I'm just a passenger.
That's right.
You know why? Because when they open the window, it's all smoke-filled. And everybody goes, wait a minute. And the driver's like, excuse me. I didn't know what to smoke in the car. This one was driving fast. I had to get back to Allah.
But 24 years, though, man.
Wait, he got sentenced to 24 years?
For 1 kilogram of cocaine.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Yep.
Off the chain.
You know what? He better call Daryl Strawberry and get his lawyer.
But Daryl Strawberry was found with a damn homeless couple doing crack.
But you know what? He keeps getting out. I don't know
how. That was his cry for help.
I don't know how they keep letting him out. Remember? Because I was the only one of the people in my family and circle of friends that kept going, Daryl Strawberry ain't going to play no more. No. Come on, man. Give him a chance. I was like,
he had the sweetest swing in baseball, Bob.
But, he did.
Yeah, but
he did.
But where is he now?
Coaching a little league team.
He's got like cancer or some shit.
No, well, he's done with that. He's coaching a high school team. Assistant
what?
Coaching yeah. a high school team, yeah.
They let him near high school students?
Yep.
Damn.
Part of his rehab, I guess.
Oh, wow.
He's no rapist, Bob.
Yeah.
How come?
He's Daryl Strawberry, man.
How do you get judges like that?
I don't know. You got lots of money, that's why.
I guess. Man. Oh, well.
So, what do you guys think about a possibility of De La Hoya versus Trinidad, number two. Would you pay for that?
I personally would not pay for it because I know that Trinidad is a criminal.
What?
Why? Because he stole the victory?
Let me throw it. No, not because of that. Because if you saw the Trinidad when he fought, who did he lose to? Who did he lose his title to?
Jeez, it's been so long, I don't know.
It was the Black Bernard Hopkins.
Yeah, there you go.
When he fought Bernard Hopkins, they took Trinidad back into his dressing room. They made him take his gloves off, and he had his hand wrapped, but he had his hand wrapped in like plaster Paris, so that his hands were like
what?
Almost like concrete.
No wonder he retired.
And that's why he had that punching power, because he had illegal hand wraps. So
right.
Once he got exposed, and people knew that his hands didn't have the power of bricks. That he really had illegal hand
wraps.
He
went into retirement.
No one was scared of him anymore.
Yeah, well, that's because they knew his hands had the power of bricks.
So you think maybe that all the powers of B said, hey, man, before this gets out, you need to, like, say you're going to retire, go out for a year, and then come back. It's like your punishment.
Well, I think it was not so much the powers of B. I think it was just the competition. It's just like, let me throw this at you, Billy. Do you remember the Nigerian Nightmare?
Yes.
Christian Okoye?
I sure do.
Now, do you remember, like, for the first 3 years of his career in the NFL, he was, like, just running through the NFL
he was
like
badass.
A damn, like a freaking tornado?
Yep.
And then one Monday night game, he got totally blasted by Steve Atwater 101.
I remember.
That's what it's like for competition. Once competition
finds
loses
out.
Fear of you, it's over.
Right, they will come and they will hurt you.
Because once the NFL defensive players realize that one man could tackle Christian Okoye, they start killing that ass.
Yep.
Ouch. So you think as long as you keep the fasana up that you are undefeatable,
badass. Like Mike Tyson,
then people just can't fight you because they just get in the ring and they just see you and they go, oh. That's it, man.
That's like Mike Tyson. As soon as Buster Douglas knocked him on his ass, everybody's like, oh, my God, he can be knocked out.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, what? He wasn't worth shit after that.
Yeah, that's true.
Of course, he went to jail, but, I mean, even after that, he wasn't worth
shit.
Yeah,
but you know what? I have it from a very reliable source that Michael Jackson.
Mike Tyson
kicks some butt in jail. Wasn't nobody messing with him. That's
I bet
sure.
he did.
Didn't nobody think. Oh, I better. You know what? Buster knocked you down. I'm going to get some of you.
Really? So,
Bobby, he was the NBA champion of the world.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't. I still like that damn movie he was in. What's that movie with, like, Spike Lee or something? He was in that movie, and the, like, guy comes to the party and starts talking to him.
I have no idea.
Oh, you didn't see that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's this movie.
Me neither.
No, there's a movie and Mike Tyson's in the party and this guy is like talking to him. Oh, Mike, you know, I just want to get to know you. I want to be your friend. And the guy's like, Mike's like, I don't need this shit right now because I just got out of prison and I got a lot of things going on in my head. And he ends up punching the guy out, man. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna
That was in a movie?
Yeah, that was in a movie. I think it was a Spike Lee movie. I don't know
Maybe.
Why I think that, but it was something.
40 acres and a mule.
No, it wasn't Spike. It was something, it was a movie where these people, these like teenage white kids were going around filming in the like ghetto. And they were doing this kind of school film project about, you know, ghetto life or something.
I have no
idea. I don't know. Anyway, somebody out there will let me know.
But Lennox Lewis apparently has made up his mind and Friday is expected to announce his retirement, man. How do you think that's going to affect the heavyweight division?
Who's retiring?
Who cares about boxing? I don't
Lennox
even watch
Lewis.
That crap anymore.
Lennox Lewis? He should retire.
He's supposed to announce his retirement Friday.
Well, you see, Trey, Billy loves boxing.
Do you see Roy Jones Jr. becoming the next best thing?
Boxing. Who cares? Boxing is not even a major sport anymore.
No, I. You know what? I have no idea. But you know what? I think Roy Jones, sure. But boxing,
I would kick Roy Jones' ass.
But see, boxing is like all the other sports. They've just lost it. They've gotten to this whole minutia of nothing. And there's nobody cares anymore.
I agree.
Nobody cares.
And I don't think there's... Huh?
I said we invite Roy Jones to the basement and I'll fight him one-on-one.
There you go.
Oh, man. No way. I'm not letting Roy Jones kill you.
He said he'll clean his clock.
I'm going to tear Roy Jones out the damn frame, Bob.
Trey? Trey, this is your voice. This is your
better. Conscience speaking.
This is your conscience speaking. We are not ready to die.
You are crazy.
Okay,
you
I can see this
MGD
now.
Kicking in?
Yeah, it must be because I just can't picture. Now, I'm not saying that you're not bad. I'm not saying that you're not a certified war hero. I'm not saying that you're not the man. But I think Roy Jones would kick your ass. That's what I'm thinking.
I think one swift
kick. Bob, he's a chicken farmer.
Yeah, those are the meanest guys. You ever farm chickens? You'd be pissed off, too. Why do you think Rocky was so good? He was a damn butcher. He worked at that damn meat factory thing. That'd piss anybody off. That's why he was punching them damn sides of beef.
We got mad cow disease, because his damn fists were
dirty. And then at the end of the day, he's out there punching out. But okay, moving on from boxing. We're going to move on to, let me get the music queued up.
Oh, boy.
Now, because we are about to talk about a sport that I don't even know why they even keep saying it's a sport.
It's more like a recreational thing, like golf.
It ought to be like golf. But anyway, moving on to tennis, women's games. What do you think? What do you think?
Trey, what do you think?
Did he leave again?
Possibly.
Oh, well, what do you think, Billy?
I like the women's game better than the men's game, actually. It's a little more exciting for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't really noticed. You know, I don't know. Ever since, what's his name left?
Sampras?
The guy that used to cuss people out.
Oh, McEnroe. It hasn't really been too interesting for you.
No, I mean, I watch it. I don't know. The Venus sisters kind of caught my interest
for a little bit. I like to watch Serena play.
But even that, after a while, because in tennis, and I don't know, if it's not probably isn't their fault, but you have players, and then they just dominate.
Yep.
And then that's it for like however long they last. Like nobody can, and I think there needs to be a way to kind of let people, you know, come back up slowly into it instead of this being like a full-on, you're either in there or you're out.
Yep.
You know, and I don't know how they could do it. Maybe they should have teams. Make it like a hockey. You know, hockey with like tennis balls. Man. Which is like if they maybe played like lacrosse, but nobody likes lacrosse, but, you know. But no, you make the hockey, you kind of make a way to make hockey and tennis the same. So you can jump over the net and slap somebody.
That'd be interesting to see Serena go slap and go tackle Martina Hingis.
Yeah, right. You'll be like, what
Serena,
the
hell? Serena knocking the hell out of Anna Kournikova.
Wait a minute. Like, nobody,
bitch,
nobody
get
touches,
out of my ring.
Nobody touches Anna.
Get out of my arena, bitch.
No, nobody touches Anna.
They gonna.
No.
It's Anna.
Nobody's going to mess with because Anna, I still to this day, is the only tennis player that can show up ranked 134,000th in the world and gets spanked,
but everybody's like, ah.
It gets at least 30 minutes of like camera time when she's sitting there. Not even, well, she was out in the first round, and we don't even televise those, but she's sitting on the sideline.
Watching.
And our cameraman seems to be focused on her.
Be like, ooh, Anna's in the stands today.
So that was for anyway, Trey, you might have missed that, but we were just talking about why tennis, like to me, has no interest because you get one person that dominates it and then they dominate it for like years.
And years and years.
And years and years and then
no doubt
somebody else takes over. Like, okay, so who's gonna take over for the Venus sisters?
Oh, right now it's this
But I got those
Hen
two Belgian sisters now.
Yeah.
What? Belgian sisters?
Well, Hen and Arden or whatever.
They're not our sisters, but they're like freaking the two Belgians. They're like dominating.
Kim Clijsters and
wait a minute,
the other
wait a minute.
Hen and Arden or whatever
her name is. They're from Belgium. They're on steroids. They're probably
one
men.
And two. No, they're one and two.
They're, you know, those Europeans are famous for making men into women so they can win the sports. I never did.
The two who are in the finals for the Wimbledon, they're both Belgian girls.
Wow. Do they have hairy underarms?
Nope.
Are they fine?
Nope.
This could be a problem.
Yep.
Think they're going to be doing like McDonald's commercials?
Absolutely not. Maybe in Belgium. Would you like to supersize that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, that's good.
Wait a minute. We're doing the damn Swedish team. What do you mean? Well, listen, you know what? Should we take a break here, folks, or you want to roll on into the next one?
Take a break.
So, okay. Yeah, so we can go pizzis in the bathroom.
Uh-oh. Look out.
Watch out.
He's doing the pizzis.
Here we go.
Just like Trey banned me from doing ghetto talk because I was in here going to pee, the P diddle on the B biddle or the Woe Whittle.
Oh,
like, what are you doing? Well, okay, but before we go, what's his name? Snoop Dogg started that like whole thing, right?
Yes, he did.
Okay, what do you think about him in that AOL commercial?
I think that's pretty funny.
He just says one line.
You like that?
I just remembered some other ones.
Oh.
I like the Tuttles, the American Choppers ones.
The Tuttles? Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, with the, like, AOL modem. Yep.
I forgot about those, man. You just reminded me.
That was funny.
That shit was funny, man. That
if
was,
I would have known
think those
it was that
ones.
Fast, I wouldn't have put it on there.
I think those were the best ones.
The dad's like, what's this internet thing? Don't worry. You think you know everything, don't you? Just put it on there.
To be honest, I didn't think my father knew what he was doing. But, you know, as always, I had to do what he says. So I got on the bike. Just like
well, okay,
is.
Well, you know what? Right now, we're going to go to a break. We're going to do a little cooking in the kitchen here.
Yes, we are.
Morris Day.
Hungry.
Because, what?
Nothing go.
Daddy's hungry.
Daddy's hungry.
Don't be looking at me. Okay, anyway, we got Trey in California, Billy and myself in the basement in Hawaii. You're listening to Keeping It Real Sports exclusively on HerNet Radio, where music and talk, as always, are just one click away. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Make it funky, yeah. I like it how I like it when I like it. Oh no, but yes, I think I need to go to the grocery store though.
Okay, okay.
Pick up a few things, some throwing in.
Okay.
Now.
What do you mean?
Give me a little bit of that pepper. Give me a little bit of that salt.
Salt.
Put it in the skillet and cook it.
Cook it.
On that stove I bought.
Oh, yeah.
We don't need no microwave.
We'll be right back.
Do you feel it? Yeah, right here, Hernet Radio. We're the web's best. And I don't say that without strong conviction, but you're listening to the web's best choice for music and talk. And we lean heavy to the talk. But that's Skillet by my man Morris Day. You're wondering, why is he playing Morris Day? Because Morris in that group is Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis produce Janet Jackson.
Yes, they do.
So that's the tie-in there. Just wanted you to know, I don't just randomly pick this stuff. Sometimes I actually do think it out. Ha ha ha, that's funny. I know what Trey's saying. Think and think. It's not connected with Bob. Wait a minute. What is wrong with that? But man, moving right along. Huh? How you doing, Trey?
What up, yo? What up, yo? What up, yo?
Yo.
What up?
Okay, where are we on the list? Did we talk about baseball?
That's our next topic, man.
Yikes!
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Baseball. Yep. Is there anything to talk about? Are they even playing baseball?
Nope.
But you know...
Pitchers and the catchers are reporting, I think.
Yeah, okay. Now, before we dive into this, because I heard this on the TV the other night after you told me, because me and Billy and I were discussing this, because I don't know anything about baseball. Billy loves baseball, Trey. He said baseball is the greatest sport out there, bar none.
Who said that, Billy?
Billy. So, Billy, before we dive in, just explain to me now, what is this catchers and pitchers thing? What's that about?
The catchers and pitchers are always the first to report to training camp.
Oh, okay.
Always.
Okay. I can follow that.
And then after that, everybody else starts coming.
So, like, they come days, weeks?
They come about maybe 2 or 3 weeks before everybody else.
Oh, and then so they just...
Yeah, and then they get started in their own little... Because sometimes you never know, man. Pitchers move and catchers move, and you got to feel each other out. Sort of like Ivan Rodriguez going to the last place Tigers. Now he's got to go and figure out who the hell's got a good arm over there.
Oh.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They got to go over plays and pitches and signals and all that stuff.
So that would be like in the football, like the center and the quarterback go and practice.
Right.
Get their thing going before the rest of the team.
You know, the hands on the ass and the ball in the hands.
Right, yeah. Which, by the way, as we review Super Bowl commercials, what did you think about that Charmin one where the quarterback tickles the...
I thought that was a little gay.
The other guy's butt because he's got the, Charmin on his butt.
That was
butt
gay,
or something.
Dude.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah.
That was gay.
We know who they didn't ask.
That's right.
They didn't call me up and say...
Basement.
Hey, guys in the basement, should we do this? No.
No.
Because we're going to send, next year we're going to send Trey undercover.
Uh-oh.
To the Super Bowl halftime show, and he's going to let us know.
Is Janet naked underneath her clothes?
Yeah, really. Well, you know what?
Ba-dum-bum-chink.
Before I get back to baseball, I can guarantee you that never happens again.
Nope, guarantee it.
Because next time it's going to be...
Until Britney Spears performs.
It's going to be somebody's crank hanging out.
Dizzle's crank.
Because they got to move it to the next level.
You're
going to
see somebody getting hit on it, up on that thing.
No, Michael Jackson's for the world to see.
See, it isn't like that boy said.
There are no spots on that thing.
Because I had a surgery.
And you're over there going, where the hell is it?
Because I have I have only had one facial surgery performed in my life. The rest of this is natural.
I had my penis removed.
Oh, God. Anyway,
the elephant man's penis.
Looking at my program cue cards here, as the staff is waving frantically, get back on the show. Okay. What is this? Rooftoppers settle with clubs for 17% of revenue. Right, that makes no sense to me.
Well, check it out, Bob, because I know you have not watched one Chicago Cubs baseball game. Anyway,
thank you.
Behind Chicago Cubs stadium is there's these apartments where people can
go
up on the rooftop and they can watch the Chicago Cubs games for free.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
These idiots have been charging people for the last 50 years, and they make at least $4 to $5 million a year just off of charging people. So the Cubs want their piece of the pie.
Whoa! Stop. Now, wait a minute.
Exactly.
Back up. You're telling me if I have an apartment across the street from the club stadium,
Wrigley Field,
I make $4.5 million a year from people coming up to my house and looking out the window and watching the game?
Yep.
No doubt.
And there's more money if I let you up on the roof?
Yep.
And you just, like, come with your, like, cooler?
Your lawn chair and pop a squat.
Okay, so the, like, Cubs want 17% of that money?
Yes, they do.
Why?
Exactly.
Because they think they're...
Because they're watching the Cubs play baseball.
Yeah.
But they're getting... But that's... Why don't they put a fence up that blocks the view?
Why should they have to use that?
You know what? I wouldn't give them a percentage of anything. I think they make enough money. They're a damn weak-ass team anyway, but they make enough money in the damn stadium. That's just my view.
Bob, you're not a capitalist, are you?
Yes, I am a capitalist. Just like, and now you reminded me, and because I am Bob, I got to jump back to the NFL.
Because
I meant to bring this up, and you just reminded me, the NFL, you guys are chumps. You guys are wimps, and you guys should cut this crap out, going to Vegas and shutting down Super Bowl parties.
Oh, yeah.
Because they want a percentage of the money because they didn't make enough on the Super Bowl. Kiss my butt.
There you go.
And that's the same thing I feel about the Cubs.
I'm out of that loop. What happened there?
Okay. The, like, NFL, see, in, like, Vegas, the like, hotels would have Super Bowl parties.
Right.
And they would charge you, like, $45. And they'd have, like, giant, you know, screens up to watch the game. And then they have food and stuff. So for $45, you could go into the casino. You could watch the game. They had free food. You could gamble, you know, and just go to, like, a Super Bowl party.
Have a good time.
Yeah, it was a Super Bowl party at the hotel. Well, the NFL shut them down.
Shut them down like that?
Yep. Yeah, because the NFL said... Go ahead, Bill.
They said they want a piece of the pie, man, just like the Cubs.
They said that in their licensing agreement, and you hear this disclaimer in all the football games, only for the private use of our audience and any use without the express written consent of the NFL is prohibited. So the NFL said, no, you're done. You're not having a party.
So do you think that the NFL should go to people's houses that have Super Bowl parties and say, hey,
no, but you see, they can't go to the house because it's not a... which I disagree with.
Or the bars.
They have done that to bars before. And they have done this in this town to bars, to sports bars. On Monday Night Football. They came in and said, you cannot broadcast Monday Night Football without paying a royalty
to the
NFL.
Live, anyway.
Yeah. And then, KITV came in and said, you can't show it replayed.
Yep.
You cannot charge people. You cannot make money off of the game. So it's all nuts.
About money, man.
It's all about money. And these guys they never make enough. Now, how much money do you think they made on the Super Bowl?
God.
You can't even imagine.
Astronomical.
How much money do you think CBS made on the Super Bowl?
Astronomical.
Why would you show up in some town and go, you know what, you can't charge $45 a person to come to watch our sold-out Super Bowl with every commercial sold out. We made a gazillion bucks without our permission, unless you give us a big percentage of what you get. It's just nuts. It's just so you see this. Yeah, so see, this ties into the same thing with that. You make what you make. If the guy is fortunate enough across the street that his apartment happens to look into the stadium and people are willing to pay him to go into his house, well, live with it.
Yeah. What he said.
That's true, man.
But that's my view of it. And these guys continually never get enough. And they want more and more. And now you got to look at it from now. The flip side of it is, and going back to the Super Bowl thing, if I'm the advertiser, I want as many people seeing my commercial as possible. So now I'm going, well, what do you mean you didn't let them do that? Now, let's get back to baseball. How many people, because you're saying they made $4.5 million a year?
A season, yeah.
A season for people. Was this one guy that own the building or just people in the building?
Trey?
Trey.
T-Distal is like getting knocked out by this MGD, fools.
I told you not to drink that MGD. We're over here drinking Heineken, and we're happy.
Hee-hee.
And Heineken should be sponsoring our show, or else we're going to get one of those things. You cannot drink Heineken on the show without paying a percentage to Heineken.
Yeah,
MGD will not have Trey being happy on our product without paying a percentage without express written permission consent of Miller Brewing Company. Yeah.
Anyway.
So Trey, does one person own this building, this apartment building?
No, Bob. One guy does own a building, but like all the people like who pay that rent, they sharing these profits.
You know what? They should let them have it. I bet you cannot rent an apartment in that building.
I bet you can't either.
Probably can't.
Right. So you know what? Luck of the draw. And it's America. And I say, you know what? Let them have it. But if they negotiate with them and they're going to give them 17% of whatever, I wouldn't do it. I would take that to the Supreme Court.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Let's say... Could the Chicago Cubs put up a higher fence?
Yep.
Then they'd have a problem with hitting home runs, maybe.
Why? If the ball hits the fence, it's a home run.
No. If it pops back in play, it's not.
Well, wait a minute. You know what? You guys are confusing me. How high are the damn apartments?
Skyscrapers.
Yeah, they're about a good maybe... 5 or 6 floors above the stadium.
Okay. Why can't the stadium just live with the fact that somebody in a building can look into the stadium?
That's where they built the damn thing, man.
That's what I mean.
Because they're making like $5 million a year, Bob.
There you go.
See, that's what I mean. It ain't about the sport.
Well, who's the jackass that said that, oh, we're charging people in the first place?
Well, you know why. They probably sent somebody over there.
They kept a secret. Oh, yeah, undercover, yeah.
Yeah, go over there and go try to get on the roof. And somebody went, hey, it's
$45.
It's $45. You go sit on the roof and watch the game. But you know what?
Oh,
next thing you know,
How much do you make?
You know what then? They should go to all the gas stations around the stadium and get a percentage of everybody leaving the game that stopped and got gas on their way home.
There you go. Or on the way there.
On the way there. Because you know the only reason they're stopping to get gas is because they came to our game. And how dare you make money on our game, so we want a percentage of that. And by the way, when you go to buy tires because your tires wore a little bit because you were driving to and from our games, we want a percentage of that too. Hell, matter of fact...
So everybody should get paid.
We should go to Ford and say, you know what? Everybody that drives a Ford to the stadium to watch our game, because they bought the car to get to our stadium, we want a percentage of what you did.
Sounds good to me.
I could keep going. It's nuts.
Yeah, you can.
It's nuts. They shouldn't have gave them anything. They should have hired me and Johnny Cochran. It would have been the other way around.
They can charge the state for people walking in the crosswalk to go across the stadium.
That's right. As a matter of fact, you know what? If I was their lawyer on the case, they would be paying us. I would claim prejudice, discrimination, damages, or something.
She like the basement Johnny coming up here.
Yeah, I'd be in there going, basement the glove, Johnny. He dropped the ball, causing distress. I had paid $45. I was sitting on the roof in the hot sun, and the Cubs did not win the pennant. I want my money back.
There you go.
No doubt.
I want a percentage. I want a percentage of all the hot dogs you sold that I was sitting across the street that I didn't have an opportunity to sell because you never came over to me. I mean, it's just nuts that I just let it go. But this is just, see, this is what I mean about sports. And then they don't know, why does nobody support the teams? Because you got billion-dollar players complaining about how much money they're not making. And I can't do this, and I can't do that, because it's too hot or too stressful for me. It's not fair, blah, blah, blah. He called me a name, blah, blah, blah. And then you're going to turn around, and every opportunity you get, you want to get some little money from somebody else. Because it just ain't enough.
Moving on up.
You know what? I think I got that song.
I know you do. Hit me up, Bob, because we're going to throw this out there to you. Hit me with that Bad Boy soundtrack. You know how we do down here in the basement. Bad Boy, what you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? Hit me back with the Bad Boys. because you know this battle has been going on for like the last 15 years, Bob.
Oh, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it.
Who is the baddest brown in America?
Got to be James.
Is it Bobby James or Jim Brown?
Or Bobby Brown.
I'll say Bobby.
What do you think?
No,
you got Bobby Brown?
No, I ain't going to say Bobby. Bobby Brown's a chump.
He's the biggest jackass Brown.
No, and the only reason
he's a
I don't
want to be hard.
Yeah, yeah, he's a wannabe. He can't even do a damn decent rap song anymore.
Nope.
He can listen to this.
He can shove coke in his wife's nose.
Trey.
What up?
You know the music.
No doubt.
You know the look. You know the attitude.
Full show.
Is Bobby Brown any one of those?
No.
Is he even close?
He ain't kicking it out no level.
Then what the hell is he doing smacking Whitney around?
He's an impersonator, man.
He's a damn impersonator rapper.
They both crackheads, Bob.
That's what I mean. The both of them should get locked up.
Okay, yeah. Well, we eliminated Bobby. Okay, now we're down to James Brown and Jim Brown, former NFL baller.
Well, you know, Jim Brown turned himself around.
He's a good guy now?
Yeah. Well, when's the last time you heard about Jim Brown?
About 6 months ago.
Really? Well, because he just got out of prison.
Oh, he was slapping his girl in the face again?
Oh. Never mind. The old retraction.
Let's give it a tie.
Previous statements made was not necessarily the views.
Let's give it a tie, man.
No. You know what though? I'm gonna. For me, the baddest guy was James. Cause after I seen that picture of him in jail,
oh god, he looked like crap,
man.
He didn't even look human.
He looked scary, dude.
That was like, and you know what? He reminded me of Nick Nolte. He had the same picture. So I always wanted to know. What do those guys do to you, man? They must got some wild hair dryer. They come up and blow your hair up and make you look wild.
I think that's 4 days straight of cocaine use, man.
Because, man, when you go to the judge and you're in that, like, suit, you know, and you're all fixed up, you know, because, you know, you don't go to the judge till later for your trial, then you're looking all normal, and then the cops can come in and go, "Judge, this is an act. This is how he looked when we picked him up. Guilty." Because he'd be, man, he was looking wild. But now James Brown is now getting an annulment from his wife, you know, after that.
No shit.
Yeah, he said.
He should. She's like, what, 23 or whatever?
Damn, how does he marry a 23-year-old girl? And I can't
he's got
even
money.
I can't even get the woman at damn Wendy's to put the right food on my hamburger.
He's a singer, Bob.
Yeah, I guess. Well, Billy's a singer, so we're just going to see. We're just going to have to see if that holds true, because we're about to break out, and I just want to see if it's Billy, how it holds up, because he's over here grinning.
Billy the Throat,
but he don't know that women love bass players, so we'll just have to show him how it's done in the basement.
Whatever.
But yeah, James Brown has to be the baddest Brown.
He's the baddest Brown of all time.
Well, you know why? Because James Brown's old. Now, if like Bobby wants to be bad, he needs to be hanging with like 50 Cent and those guys. He needs to get out a new video, get a new song, which he ain't had in, what, 20 years? My Prerogative or something?
Yeah, whatever. That sucked. You know? That sucked too.
You know, I mean, he needs to, like, if you're going to be the gangster, Bobby, if you're a gangster, they'll accept you. But you're not a gangster, so you just look silly.
True that.
True.
I mean, if like 50, look, P. Diddy, all kinds of legal trouble. But everybody know who P. Diddy is, or not P. Diddy, P. R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, yeah.
But he still goes to the Grammy. He still gets the dance and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know why? Because they said, this dude's bad anyway. Well, what did you expect from him? He's a gangster. But you got Bobby over there. Bobby, who are you? And what are you trying to do? I'm bad, man. Well, the only person you bad with is Whitney.
And she weighs like 98 pounds.
Exactly, you know. Come down to the damn basement.
If she's lucky, she weighs 98 pounds now.
Trey, I have a question for you.
Too much crack.
Why are you not answering?
Yes, I will whoop Bobby Brown's ass.
No. Why are you not answering your phone? I got a message.
I'm not answering the phone.
Why are you not answering your phone? I don't know. People are calling
in. Where the hell did I come from?
It is your friend from Canada.
Uh-oh.
What the hell's that?
You know, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Radio Free Canada.
Friend, I got three Canucks up there.
Sheila does a radio show.
Come on, man.
Bob, that's your friend. Don't take me down that road.
Okay, that's not what she told me. Well, we can talk about that later. I tried to warn him, but he didn't listen to me. Can you say play Misty for me?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to have to get my damn... What were we watching the other night? Psycho. We were watching Psycho
the original Psycho.
Yeah. Right okay, on. Moving right along. Speaking of who's the baddest, we don't want to go there.
Who's bad? On that path.
That's right.
Who's bad?
Damn, that music finally cued in.
No, we've been on here 3 damn hours.
Fabulous.
We're supposed to be a 2-hour show. We're going on the 3rd hour
and
already.
And on and on and on it went on.
The Neptunes.
Went on to the break of dawn.
Kick it, Billy, the result.
Yeah.
All right, man. So, we got a favorite part of the show, things that make us mad.
Did you want me to go first?
Show.
Cause you go first,
you're not
man.
You're looking mad.
I got something, but you guys can go first.
No, Trey has to go last because, I don't know, just because.
All right, then you go first.
Well,
that's just how we do.
This is what I got to say. For you NFL, not enough money making, halftime titty showing, punk ass people that can't damn your feelings hurt because somebody talked about you, so you run around snibbling. And then when somebody talks about you, you're going to fine them $190,000. All of you, ballers of the U.S., you guys are losing it. The rest of the world is taking over. We're supposed to be the greatest. We invented all this stuff. And you guys are letting it slip through your fingers. Why? Because all you're worrying about is money. Because it's never enough. Just ain't enough. You just want more and more and more. And you're willing to give out less and less and less. You can't be bothered playing. You can't be bothered playing too hard. You can't be bothered trying hard. Oh, no, I'm not all about that. You know that Budweiser commercial where the guy Leon? That's what I'm beginning to think about. Yeah. You guys are real. That's how it really is.
Uh-oh.
Well, it ain't my fault I fumbled. It ain't my fault I missed 2 kicks. It ain't my fault about anything.
Oh, by the way, can you get me from my left side?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, Leon, it might even be your fault, the press, for even bringing it up. What I want to see is one good, old-fashioned, all-American baller in one of these sports. Just come up, be a good guy, be good at the game, and just have fun.
There we go. All right, things that make me mad.
No doubt.
People who speak different languages at the workplace, they shouldn't do that. Because who knows, man? What the hell are they saying about me? And I can't speak another language. No, I can't be going saying, hey, dude's a fuck up, man. You know what I'm saying? When they're saying it in Korean or whatever. Let's just say, that's just wrong, man.
Yeah,
you got something to say to me, say it to me.
And two guys over there going,
Billy, sucks ass. So what are you trying to say, man? What? Can't say it to my face.
Nothing. I'm trying to say that I really like
kick both their asses.
That's right. All I got to say is, I talk about you in English. Why can't you talk about me in English? And say it to my face.
For sure.
So I can stick my fist in it. All right, Trey, it's your turn.
I was so busy listening to Billy.
Got you like blazing up here tonight.
I know. I was listening to Billy, and then the music just kind of went on its own way.
That's all right. That's why it's called live. All right,
live,
Trey, what makes you mad?
In his basement.
What makes you mad, Trey?
Man, I'm like always mad about something, but check this out. I'm mad because I'm like turning on the TV, like, oh shit, I got mail too.
You got mail.
I hate people who get mail.
I got mail. But I turn on the tube, and it's like, every time I turn on the tube, I see a product that I like think, I should have thought of that bullshit like a year ago. And I'm getting pissed about that, Bob, because why can't I be blessed with the brains to think of some obvious shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, I see this one toothpaste tube where they put a damn, some dental floss on the end of the tube. Why can't I think of that shit like that, Bob?
And you know, that's a very good idea.
I can invent shit and I ain't getting paid. Moving on. Here's something that's pissed me off, Bob. I'm like walking around minding my own business because Trade A is not really social. But no matter where I go, people come right up next to me and they want to start a damn conversation. I cannot stand it when strangers out of the blue walk up to the T, to the Dizzle, and start talking and want to have a conversation. That pisses me off.
And you're like, who the hell are you?
That's because you're good looking.
Any idiot who takes a damn job where half your salary comes from tips, you are a damn fool. I should not be responsible for making up your salary with tips.
Please tip me, or I'll be
poor. I'm pleased at that, Bob. People who depend on their salary to be met by trade day with tips, you are in la-la land. I'm moving on with that. That's crazy.
That's right.
Next one, people who butcher the damn English language. If you can't speak English, I'd rather you throw up a damn sign, do some sign language, do some other bullshit, but don't come at me with some fake broken English. I cannot handle that. People who butcher the English language. Moving on. New shit that automatically becomes old shit. The one thing I hate about, as soon as I buy some stuff, because when I buy stuff, it's usually at the end of the cycle. Like, I'm going to get a plasma TV. I'm going to get my plasma TV in 2012.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I hate when my new shit is automatically old shit because I bought it so late in the cycle.
Yeah, I know that.
But that's how we roll down here in the basement.
Yep.
And I'm going to close at the last one. I was going to skip these next two, Bob. But
well, wait a minute. No,
criminals
no, no,
make more money
no.
than me. There's no reason. There's no reason, Bob, that a damn child molester like R. Kelly or Michael Jackson should still be making more money than Trey Day here in the damn basement. There's something wrong with this country where child molesters can make more loot than hard-working men like T to the Dizzle, B to the Hizzle, and Billy the Damn Throw down here in the basement.
Well, that's what I was telling
you. They should freeze your money income.
But wait a minute. Back up. Cream of wheat.
What up?
Why does that piss you off?
Why does it make me mad?
Do you even eat cream of wheat?
It pisses me off, Bob. Let me throw this out there. Nah, I don't eat no damn cream of wheat, Bob. I'm from the damn dirty South where we grew up on grits.
Grits.
So
that's
I'm
right.
I'm raised on grits, Bob. I take my ass to the Northeast, Buffalo, New York, where I ended up migrating to. I ain't going to tell you the story behind that, but I'm in Buffalo, New York. I say, give me some of that white shit because it looked like some grits, Bob.
It was cream of wheat.
I put my spoon in it. I put it in my mouth, and it tastes like it tastes like paste.
Yeah.
That's why you got to add sugar and milk and a little bit of cinnamon on top. Then it tastes like something.
Cream of wheat, Bob.
Okay. Sweet peas.
Uh-oh.
Sweet peas, here's a story behind that, Bob. T to the Dizzle, 5 years old, come home from school. We got steak. We got some corn. And we got some sweet peas.
Yeah.
I eat the steak. I eat the corn. But Mama Day says, you are going to eat these sweet peas or you are not leaving this damn table.
We all got that story.
Yep.
9 hours later.
9 hours later.
9 hours later at 3 a.m. in the morning, I'm still sitting there at the table with a damn plate full of damn sweet peas.
Damn, what's
up to
you?
Because I had to show my mama that no one's got the will of Trey to the Dizzle.
Damn.
And your mama was
needless
trying
to say,
show
I didn't
you,
eat damn sweet peas.
And your mama was trying to show you that no, Trey's will not overdo her will. So you will sit there until you get old enough to leave the house or eat those damn peas. That's how it was in my house.
But Trey Day showed her something.
And you won.
No, he ate them.
It's her house, but it was my mouth. I ate that shit. I stayed at that table, so I fell asleep at the damn table.
Damn. We're going to have to get Mama Trey on here to confirm that story.
It's a no-brainer.
Well, cool. Well, that's interesting, Trey.
Alright.
So, I guess Beautiful Mind left.
Yes, she did.
Nobody said hi. None of you guys said anything to her when she was in the room.
Because we're too busy talking to each other.
I didn't even notice her.
One of you supposed to be typing. Billy, that's your job.
Uh-uh.
What do you mean? I'm over here working 3 computers? Come on. Billy just got... Billy, late to the crew. The new kid on the crew. And he just gets to talk and drink beer.
I guess I'm the designated typer guy. Then. Yeah. Fine, whatever.
Who the hell was Beautiful Mind?
I don't know.
All right, so if anybody named Booty Cutie and...
Booty Cutie came in and left, and Beautiful Mind came in and left.
View profile for my picks, 5X, whatever the hell's... He's back.
Oh, no. That's a damn porn.
Who the hell would have a damn type... Who?
He left already.
Who the hell named that damn porn?
I don't know. But if Beautiful Mind ever came back, I'd talk to her.
Yeah. And she even had a webcam. That's what the little square around her head was.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Then Billy wouldn't have been saying anything. We'd be like, Billy be over there.
I like
well,
the junkies.
What,
I like the junkies.
Bouncy,
bouncy, bouncy.
Oh, they look very good on the TV. Janet. You're going to go down when we do the damn end of year show. Greatest publicity
for her new album coming out next month.
That went completely the wrong way, but did get her a lot of press. I
guarantee
say
her album will debut at number one.
Yeah, but you know what I would have done if it were up to me?
You wouldn't use the pasty?
No. I would have had a commercial with her. Janet, what are you going to do next? I'm going to Disneyland. Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to the damn basement.
Yeah, I'm posing for Playboy.
I'm going to the basement with Trey Day.
There you go.
Anyway, you've been listening to...
It better be with Trey Day and Billy and Bobby.
Damn.
All 3 of us.
Yeah, with some videos.
There
we
you
have,
go.
And we have R. Kelly videoing.
And Michael Jackson taking score.
I ain't going anywhere near Michael Jackson. Trust me on that.
But that's my sister Janet.
That's okay, man. And he's probably
sit down,
still
shut up, Mike.
And he's probably still at home in shock. How come I didn't get that much press?
I show my penis to a 14-year-old boy, and I don't get the same reaction.
Oh,
why?
God. Let me get us out of here before we're dead. Anyway, you've been listening to Keep It Real.
We get rushed by 40 Muslims.
Yeah. Hey,
I didn't mention
anything about Muslims. Oh wait, I did.
Yes, you did.
Oh. Well, anyway.
He impersonated a cab driver.
Anyway, you've been listening to Keeping It Real right here exclusively on Her Net Radio, where music and talk, as always, is just one click away. On behalf of the staff and management and all of us in the crew at Keeping It Real, hope you enjoyed the Super Bowl. Don't forget, next week,
Pro Bowl.
We'll have interviews. Billy, myself, and Matt from Everyday People. We couldn't get Trey over here because Michael wouldn't let him leave Neverland, but that's another show.
Personal bodyguards are hard to come by.
But anyway, hey, Trey, don't forget to email me questions for the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
So we'll go up and say, Trey wants to know.
Yeah.
And this is his
address. Why are you so ugly?
Oh, we ain't doing those kind of interviews. Anyway, so we look forward to seeing you. And once again, if you're not telling your friends about us, well, you're just selfish and keeping it all to yourself. If everybody told one person, hey, man, we could get a show on ESPN, and I guarantee you the NFL wouldn't be trying to get us off the air. We're like, lovely. We're like a loving group of 3 guys.
Tony Kornheiser just started out on the radio.
Cold pizza crap.
Yeah, I mean, they would be like, wow, man, guys would be trying to get on the show with us.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get on that Keeping It Real show. So anyway, y'all hang tight. Be safe. Billy, any last word?
I love you guys.
Trey?
Ask Ray Lewis, did he kill that dude in the limo?
All right.
Okay.
And
Billy,
I'll come back 13 inches shorter because he smacked me in the top of my head.
Thanks a lot.
Like an anvil.
Okay, guys. We'll see you next week. Take care. Aloha.